Bucks scrum for three. Phantoms there. Poganski has it. He shoots and scores! Austin Poganski finds the puck and puts it home! Now the Storm get a turnover, though, at the top of the zone. Berger is holding, trying to find Hutchison. Shot, score! Nick Hutchison, first of the season! Now another shot for McMurphy, and he scores! Ryan McMurphy, his second goal of the game, a shorthanded goal! And the Storm take a 5-1 lead. Now here comes Wilkie on a breakaway. Wilkie to the center. He shoots and scores. Chris Wilkie, a breakaway goal. Ties it at one for the Storm. Taken away by Youngstown. Breakaway. J.J. Pickenich all alone. He shoots. Save Johansson. Curry back to Berger with a shot. And he scores. Chase Berger, second goal of the weekend. Leaves it for Lebowski. Here's a 2-on-2 with Wilkie. Lebowski into the zone. Wilkie trying to get it back to Lebowski. Here's a chance. He scores! Dan Lebowski's first of the season! The Storm have a 5-4 lead. What a rush from Wilkie to Lebowski.
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from Indianapolis to the Pan Am Arena. Jared Sheffrin with you here for Tri-City Storm Hockey. The Storm on the road for another game here with the Indiana Ice. Last night, final score, Indiana defeated Tri-City 4-1. Storm are out for revenge. Here tonight, we're inside the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Vieira Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Vieira Event Center. Get more with Vieira Wireless today. Visit us at Vieira.com. Recapping last night's game, the Ice had the early advantage and they were able to hold on to the lead the entire way. Goals in the first period from Jason Salvaggio and Dwyer Schantz had Indiana up 2-0. They added a third one in the second period from Brian Pino. Tri-City got on the board in the third period with a goal from Kevin Kerr, assist to Chris Wilkie and Ryan McMurphy on that goal, but the Storm could not get any closer at an empty net marker from Aiden Muir. Gave the Indiana Ice a 4-1 lead. They outshot the Storm 32-21. Tri-City started Jacob Johansson in that game, but just 11 minutes and 27 seconds in, Johansson had allowed two goals, and Jim Holton made the decision to switch things up. Brought in Hayden Levine. Levine played the final 47 minutes and change, made 23 saves on 24 shots, and it's back to Jacob Johansson tonight. Johansson will get the start in between the pipes. Levine is backing up. On the Indiana side of things, Hayden Stewart had 20 saves on 21 shots, played very well, won his sixth game of the season for Indiana. He's been one of the best hot goalies in the league, but apparently Stewart sustained an injury late in the game. Stewart, I'm hearing that he got hit in the head with a potential with a skate. He's out. He's not even listed as a dressed player. Instead, Jason Pulaski has the start here, the Minnesota State commit, who's been the goaltender of record for most of the Indiana Ice games. Pulaski this season has played in 31 games. He's 25-5. But he gets the start tonight. Hayden Stewart is scratched. Reed Simpson is listed as the backup, and he has not played a USHL game here all season. However, he does have some size at 6'5", 210 pounds. Reed Simpson, the backup, I'm not sure if it's an emergency. I'm going to try to find out, but Jason Pulaski, you got to figure, is going to take the brunt of things here tonight in between the pipes for the Indiana Ice. Just getting started here on the Vieira Wireless pregame show. We'll take a quick break, come back with behind enemy lines and the coach's corner next on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on always. Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside Pan Am Arena here in Indianapolis. Tri-City Storm going up against the Indiana Ice tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Jared Schaffrin with you here for our Best Western Plus behind enemy lines. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Aero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Tonight's behind enemy lines, we are going to go with the leading scorer of the Indiana Ice, Scott Conway. Conway on the board last night with an assist. He leads the team in pretty much every offensive category. 18 goals, 22 assists for 40 points. He leads them in all three of those categories. He's got four power play goals. That's tied for the team lead. Seven power play assists, tied for the team lead. 145 shots on goal, which is by far the most on this team. And just an overall, he is the man for Indiana this season. Again, an assist last night. He's going to be very hard to keep off the score sheet for the Storm tonight. Really going to work hard, making sure that they got a blanket coverage on Scott Conway, the leading scorer for the Ice this season, and a guy who plays on a high-talented line with Dennis Smirnov and Dwyer Schantz. Conway wearing number 90, the center on that line for Indiana, and he will be a guy we have our eye on tonight. Our behind enemy line presented by Best Western Plus. Now it's time for the Coach's Corner. Got to speak to Jim Holton just a short time ago, getting ready for tonight's game with the Indiana Ice.
Jared Schaffrin joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, before tonight's game, a Saturday night tilt with the Indiana Ice. It'll be the second meeting of the season, second meeting in as many nights, and final meeting between these two teams. And coach, obviously you got to have some improvements, but it's tough to generate offense against this team. We saw that last night. You guys came out and just struggled to get the puck to the net. What is the key to try to getting offense against such a good defensive team like this?
Well, it starts right in our own zone. We never broke out clean all night, and especially in the first period. We had an absolutely horrible first period, the worst period this team has played in my time here, bar none. And I just thought we banged pucks around the board. We played right into their hands. They're a big team that likes to pressure and take away the walls. And we talked in our pregame meeting about trying to use the middle of the ice, and we never did it, not with any consistency whatsoever. So the key to me tonight is breaking out clean and getting something started off the rush.
Well, it's good to see back in the lineup tonight. Connor Valisano and Drew Mayer both had to leave the game with injuries. Seems like both of those injuries, minor cuts to the face, and they're getting right back in the lineup for you. So you're still full with plenty of forwards here, and good to get those guys right back in.
Yeah, it is safe to say both their modeling careers have probably gone down the tubes after some facial cuts. But you know, both tough kids and both team first guys. And you know, we're very happy and fortunate, I think, that Connor avoided a worse injury. There was some concerns early on that he might have fractured his jaw, but he didn't. It was a cut in the cheek and a lot of stitches and painful kid, but he's putting the mask on and going, and the same thing with Drew. So it's important to have those two veteran guys in our lineup.
Is Drew putting the mask on as well then? So both of those guys putting on a full shield here tonight?
I'm not sure. I think Drew will resist a little bit on his. We'll see. I know Connor had no choice. He's got it on. I saw that before the game, but I'm not sure on Drew.
Jacob Johansson back in between the pipes here tonight. Last night, we talked about it after the game. You elected to pull him after 11 minutes and change. Hayden Levine comes in, plays pretty well, keeps you in the game. But tonight, going back to Jacob, a little chance to redeem himself here?
Well, it's twofold. It's a chance to redeem himself. And then secondly, because we know we have such a busy weekend. As we talked 24 hours ago, the plan was for Jacob last night, Hayden tonight, and then I'd make my decision. But with Hayden going basically the entire game last night, coming back's pretty difficult. So, you know, and Jake's been our backbone all year, and by no means was I trying to throw it on him last night. It was just an instinct. Sometimes you have a feel the guys are into it, and I made the call, and I thought Hayden did an admirable job when he went in, but I think Jake's going to have a big one tonight.
Defensively, it's the same six for you. You actually have a chance here to have some consistency on the back end. I know we've talked about the forwards and consistency with the lines, but here on the back end, you're able to have a consistent pairings and try to get everybody back and going. And you got Kevin Kerr, who scored a goal last night.
Yeah, you know what? And it's important. I don't think people can fully appreciate how difficult this is for all our new guys coming in. Fritz has barely played in this system. Hutton's hardly played in this system. Gardner's hardly played in this system. They've played three road games, and we had a fractured week of practice because of injuries, because of travel, etc. So they're doing a great job, and I think part of the problem last night, we had trouble getting in our own zone, but I'll give them a little bit of slack here, and I think we're going to learn from it. We went over a lot of video tonight, and it's important, again, that we build that consistency, that chemistry, and it happens through baptism by fire in games like this. It's going to happen again tomorrow, but then we're going to have a full week, and gradually we're going to get a lot more comfortable. We just have to live with some mistakes here, and that's all part of the growth of this group.
Mixing up the lines tonight, obviously, when you struggle for offense all night, something that probably most fans would expect you to tweak with the lines and tinker some things, but a few different mixes and matches. What are your thinking about the lines?
Well, plain and simple, we have to generate more shots. When you go back over these three losses, it's not a coincidence when you look at the numbers. I mean, we've given up 35-plus shots in all three games and got less than 30. In fact, I think got less than 25. We might have had 26 one night, but it's simple math, and I know I've been pounding on that drum a lot since I got here, but we have to outshoot teams or at least match them. So we have to continue to strive. I didn't think we generated hardly anything last night. So a couple of the guys that have been playing out of position, I didn't think responded favorably. I wanted to get them back into their positions. And again, it's my job to keep searching for some answers and some solutions. So it's kind of an ongoing battle, but we'll shuffle it up and see what happens.
Jim Holton joining us here in the coach's corner before tonight's game with the Indiana Ice. Coach, we wish you luck tonight. We'll talk to you after the game.
Okay, thank you, Jared.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Pan Am Arena. Jared Shaffron with you here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We're getting you our starting lineup tonight in the Viero Wireless pregame show, presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Starting lineup for the Tri-City Storm tonight, the visiting team coming with an overall record of 17-24-2. This is game number 44 for the Storm, and they will start their top line tonight. Number 24, Dan Lebosky on the left wing, 5'7", 155 pounds out of Edina, Minnesota. In 42 games, he has 5 goals and 15 assists, and he's committed to Colorado College. At the center, number 20, Connor Valisano, 5'10", 160 pounds out of Duluth, Minnesota. 44 games played for Valisano this whole season, most of them with the Sioux Falls Stampede. 8 goals and 13 assists.
for Valisano. He took an injury last night, took a puck in the face from his teammate Ryan McMurphy, who's inadvertent, obviously, and went to the hospital, got stitched up, and he's back ready to go wearing a cage. Tonight is Valisano. Gomez is on the right wing. That's Garrett Gomez, number 13, 6'1", 175 pounds, out of Chino Hills, California. Through 41 games this season, Gomez has 4 goals and 19 assists. On defense, number 6, Kevin Kerr is on the left side, 5'11", 175 pounds, out of Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. Got his first USHL goal in his 36th game last night, did Kevin Kerr. 5 assists, he's committed to Penn State. On the right side, number 15, Frederick Larsson, 6'4", 170 pounds, out of Karlstad, Sweden. Larsson has played 35 games this year, a lot of them with the Youngstown Phantoms before being traded to Tri-City. A goal and 4 assists for the Philadelphia Flyers draft pick. In net for the Storm, number 30, Jacob Johansson, 6'2", 185 pounds, out of Stockholm, Sweden. 32 games this year for Johansson, goals against average of 2.86 and a save percentage of 91.6%. The scratches for the Storm, Nolan Abel, Sean Lang, Tori Dello, Cutler Martin, and Pat Curry. The head coach is Jim Holton, assistants J.B. Bittner and Eric Blaze. Now the starting lineup for the Indiana Ice. Head coach is Jeff Brown, assistants Adam Krug and Bernie John. Assistant general manager is Jason Berkman. So the Ice will start their line of Jacob Pritchard, Brian Pinno, and Aiden Muir. Pritchard, 6 foot, 180 pounds. He's got 8 goals and 9 assists this season in 31 games, and he wears number 19, committed to St. Lawrence. At the center, number 26, Brian Pinno, 6 foot, 173 pounds, scored a goal last night. In total, has 13 goals and 16 assists in 41 games. He's committed to Providence College, and he's a draft pick of the Washington Capitals. On the right wing, number 12, Aiden Muir, 6'3", 200 pounds. First overall pick in the USHL Phase 2 draft last offseason. 36 games played, 11 goals, 11 assists, including an empty netter from last night. He's committed to Western Michigan, and he's a draft pick of the Edmonton Oilers. On defense, number 11, Vince Pedry, is on the left side, and on the right side, it's Ryan Mantha. In between the pipes tonight, number 29, Jason Pulaski, will get the start for the Indiana Ice. Pulaski is 25-5 with a goals against average of 2.42 and a save percentage of 90.1%. We'll get a pause here for the national anthem and come back with a drop of the puck in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
The skates are on, the helmets tight, it's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Indiana Ice ready to go tonight here at the Pan Am Arena. Ceremonial puck drop here in the Pan Am Arena in Indianapolis. Before we get ready to go, Tri-City Storm and Indiana Ice, the Storm, starting out going from right to left on your radio dial. They're wearing their white uniforms with purple lettering and numbering on the back. Purple trim and black helmets for Tri-City. Going from left to right are the Indiana Ice. Ice are in their primarily gray uniforms with white lettering and numbering on the back, navy blue trim and navy blue helmets. And we are ready to go. The Storm have mixed up some lines here tonight. We'll get you all the updates in the lines, and we'll get you our new West Sports Medicine three keys to victory when we get a chance here. But we are underway, and the Storm have possession to start things in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Frederick Larson is with the puck, and he moves it to Valisano through neutral ice. Got it back to Lebosky. Lebosky cross ice pass finds Kevin Kerr, who shoots in deep. Around the back of the net to the far side now. Mantha trying to bank it off the wall. He couldn't. It was back down low to Vince Pedry. Pedry to the far side now. It's moved forward and out of the zone. And here come the Ice with a lot of speed through neutral ice. A centering pass was behind the forward Tyler Andrew, who was looking for it there. Andrew, one of the biggest players in the league at 6'6". And now we get an offside whistle on the ice. Give us a chance to get you our New West keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm, the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Three keys for the Storm tonight. First of all, they need to generate some more offense, get some more shots towards the net, and get some more possession in the offensive zone as we see the play resume here, and Gardner has it for the Storm around the near side wall. The puck possession is something we'll talk about a lot tonight because it's something that the Storm didn't have a lot of earlier in the game, and that's how they got behind. This time the Storm working it out to neutral ice, sending it back towards the Indiana end. Puck's loose and Gardner has it forward to Berger. Chase Berger in on the near side with Chris Wilkie, who will go deep to get it. Final thing from the Storm and the three keys to victory here. Got to be a lot harder and tougher to play against. Got to be more physical and got to be a little bit meaner tonight. Make sure they're not so easy to play against here. You want to make it tough on the other team as the puck sent all the way back down towards Jacob Johansson, and now Daniel Fritz will have it forward for Gardner. Gardner on the far side wall turns it over, and here's an opportunity for Indiana. Down low on the goal line, a centering pass looking there for Patrick Newell. And Newell at the center couldn't get a hold of it on the shot. Now another shot was blocked, and Ryan Mantha took that one. In the far side, it's picked up by Holtz. Mitch Holtz moved from the right wing to the left wing tonight. Back in the lineup for Indiana is one of their late additions this season, Sam Kirker. Kirker, who has the puck right now, sends it back into the Storm end. He left Boston University in the middle of his sophomore season. Kirker played in a bunch of games this season, decided to leave Boston University. He joined the ice after the Christmas break. He was suspended one game for elbowing, which is why he wasn't in last night, but definitely one of the players we're going to keep our eyes on. Sam Kirker, a draft pick of the St. Louis Blues. As the Ice have the puck in their own zone, about 2.5 minutes into this game, we have a scoreless game on the Breeze 94.5. As the leading scorer, Scott Conway, takes a big hit as he tried to bring the puck in. Nice job by Mayer. And it's sent all the way down. Icing waved off as it's into the Indiana zone. Storm setting up a forecheck here with Milan DiBenedetto and Mayer, the fourth line on right now. Indiana on the near side, sending it to the center. And a loose puck now picked up by Tim Shoup. Still in the Indiana end, and Mantha will make a cross-ice stretch pass that goes all the way down. Icing would have been whistled, but it races one by Aiden Muir. But he turns the puck over to Mayer out of the zone. And Tim Shoup has to hustle back to get it for Indiana. Another turnover to Valisano, who kicks it forward to Mayer. Mayer into the zone. Mayer to the center. Mayer shoots, and it dribbled towards the net, but never got all the way on net. Picked up by Josh Jacobs, sent around the near side, where it's played and neutralized by Kevin Curry. Knocks it back in deep. Jacobs with it now for Indiana. Just past the 3-minute mark in the first period. And now we have a rush here for Andrew. A backhand shot save made by Johansson. Big hit on the backboards by Kerr on Andrew. Kerr will take the puck away from Andrew and flip it off the near side half wall. Lebosky banked it off the side out of the air, but it was kept in by Indiana, forced back down low. Frederick Larson on the far side wall. Plays it up the wall into the halfboards, but it was stopped there. Now Larson has it back in deep in the far side corner. Larson will reverses it, sends it forward. Nice play by Frederick Larson, carrying it up to Gomez. Gomez trying to enter the zone. He does, but it turns it over to Tyler Pham. Pham goes off the backboards in his own zone for Indiana, and it started forward. Turnover, though, to Valisano. Valisano stops in the near side corner, banks it up top. Fritz takes a shot, save made by the goaltender Pulaski. And now the rebound played by Valenzano. Trying to get it down low. It's Lebowski with some space. Lebowski with a wraparound shot and a save made by Pulaski, and he hangs on. Dan Lebowski with a nice wraparound look there. Scoreless game, 15:53 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Good look for the Storm. Nice work by Valenzano in deep. Found Lebowski, and he just tried that wraparound to the far side post. Good save there for Pulaski. His first opportunity that he had to stop here in tonight's game. Scoreless game between Indiana and Tri-City just getting underway here on the Breeze. Faceoff is won by Indiana, and they have the puck deep in their own zone here. Wrapped around the wall and out of the zone to neutralize. Picked up by Donovan Gardner. Gardner sent it back in, but it was stopped at the line. Eastman able to recover and get it back to Daniel Fritz. Fritz in his own zone now. Sent it on the near side. It's broken up and now taken by Holtz. In the near side corner, Berger throws his body around, gets possession, and now Fritz has it. Fritz moving forward in neutral ice. Fritz with it here, still circling. Nice little skating moves by Fritz. He takes a shot as he entered the zone. It was deflected into the far side corner. Going to get it is Berger for Tri-City. Centered for the Storm, and it was taken away by Indiana. Now Sam Kirker will have it here on the near side. Kirker's in onside. He centers it. It deflected off the stick of Newell. Newell goes back to get it. Penalty upcoming on the Storm. And a loose puck picked up by Jacobs, who's in, and now it's touched up by Jalen Schultz. And we'll have our first power play opportunity of the game. It's a slashing call to Tri-City, and they'll be on the GNC penalty kill for the next 2 minutes. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Penalties to Kyle Eastman for a slash, and the Storm are killing a penalty for the next 2 minutes. 15 minutes to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on the Breeze, 94.5. Penalties on the board. Faceoff will be to the left of Johansson. McMurphy will take it right now for the Tri-City Storm against Scott Conway, top center for the Indiana Ice here on the power play. Storm win it. Schultz banked it to the center, and now McMurphy sends it all the way down. Nice work off the faceoff for the Storm, starting the penalty kill here. Pogansky is on the forecheck, and Indiana moves the puck forward. Sent all the way in, wrapped around the near side wall. Conway trying to keep it in up top. It is kept in by Jacobs, and now Smirnov has it on the near side half wall to Conway. Conway, leading scorer here on this ice team, got it down to Smirnov, back to Conway on the right circle. Back to Smirnov now, deep in the zone. Goes up top for Jacobs. Jacobs, Michigan State commit, takes a shot and misses the net. Rebound on the far side is kept in, however, by Shoup. Now on the far side, Conway on the far side half wall. Conway's shifted sides, and he's got it to the center. It's kept in by Mantha. And now it's picked up a loose puck by Hutton, and he sends it, trying to send it to a streaking McMurphy, but it was knocked down by Mantha. Now McMurphy trying to take a steal, and it's back to Indiana. 14 minutes to go on the first. 1 minute gone by in the GNC penalty kill. Valenzano trying to rope it up the far side wall, but it was kept in by Indiana. On the far side now is played by the ice, and Jacob Pritchard down low. Move to Brian Pinno. Pinno from the far side half wall with some space. Got it down low to Pritchard on the goal line. Pritchard goes behind the net. Looking now to the near side. Up top to Mantha, who holds it in the line. A shot hits Muir in the front. Bounces out up top. And an opportunity. Another shot was blocked by Kevin Kerr. And now at the rebound, Valenzano almost had it, but it was kept in by Muir. Down low, Grant Hutton off the wall and out of the zone. It's Valenzano that had a chance for it. Indiana comes right back in, turns it over to Kevin Kerr, who sends it all the way down. Nice penalty killing by Tri-City. Just 12 seconds remaining now, and the slashing penalty to Kyle Eastman and the GNC penalty kill. Indiana with one last rush here past the red line. The ice are in onside. To the center, knocked away by Berger. A bouncing puck at the top of the zone. Berger trying to sweep it out. He couldn't. And now Gardner took his man down. Here comes Indiana with a rush and a centering pass there. Was knocked away. Andrew, another shot, and Johansson makes a save, and the net is off, and we get a stoppage. I think the Storm bench was yelling that the net was off there as the shot came from the point, and Preston, who took the shot. We're scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, 12:52 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City and Indiana doing battle for the second consecutive night. Cody Milan will come and take the faceoff here against Joe Sullivan to the left of Johansson. Net was off, and that's why we had the stoppage. And now it's won by Indiana. Quick shot off the draw. Deflection just missed the net wide. Now it's Gardner from behind the net. Got it to Larson on the far side for Tri-City. Larson got it to the top, but not out of the zone. Kept in by Indiana.
Goes in deep for Gardner behind the net. Sends it on the far side for Larson. Larson cross ice to Milan, bringing it to neutral ice. DiBenedetto was stopped there, and now Indiana comes right back. Moved in by Kirker, and he'll send it in deep. Took a hit on the near side wall. Gardner sent it back over to Larson. Larson banked it off the near side. DiBenedetto got a piece of it, and it's a penalty whistle to Indiana. DiBenedetto took a hit on the half wall, and it's going to be a penalty. The ice, the Storm will head to the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Josh Jacobs is into the box for Indiana. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Storm on the power play for the first time tonight. Tri-City was held off the board on the power play last night in a 4-1 loss, and they win the faceoff. Gomez, a little fake, and he tried to get it by his man, but it knocked out of the zone to Lebowski. Lebowski sent it on the near side to Wilkie, who had to speed up to catch the puck, and he did get it forward. Wilkie in on the near side of Poganski. Poganski races back to get it behind the Indiana net now. Big hit on the backboards. Lebowski was, Valisano was tripped up. Confusing the two of them there, but Indiana has it now. They're in on the Storm and onside, and Muir with a shot, missed the net. Muir with a good shot from the center. They missed the net. Now here comes Wilkie on the rush the other way. Wilkie's into the zone. Wilkie on the right side, stops on the half wall, sent it forward and out of the zone. Try to find McMurphy, who was lurking at the point. It goes all the way down, and Dan Lebowski now will play it for Tri-City. Lebowski from behind his own net. 50 seconds gone by in the Century 21 power play. McMurphy shoots it in deep, and it was played on the half wall now on the near side. Four players there, and it's shoveled out of the zone by Indiana. Nice work by Joe Sullivan. Just swept it out with his hand. Lebowski back to center ice with it. Lebowski tried to play it on the near side of McMurphy. Touched up and went in deep to the Indiana end. Milan keeps it under control. Down to McMurphy. McMurphy up the wall. Kept in by Gomez. Centering pass for Kevin Kerr with a shot that was blocked in front. And Mantha was the one who got that one. 35 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Battle for it on the near side half wall. Kerr can't keep it in at the left point. And it's back out to neutral ice. Kerr on the far side had a pass for Gomez that tipped off his skate. Gomez controls, but he'll have to start back to Kevin Kerr. 20 seconds left in the power play. Kerr past the red line, into the zone offside. Tri-City struggling to generate here on the power play. 15 seconds to go in the penalty, which was whistled to Josh Jacobs for checking from behind. Two-minute call at 7:41. He hit DiBenedetto. DiBenedetto re-entering the lineup after a scratch last night. Pat Curry is the lone healthy scratch for the Storm tonight. 10:33 to go in the opening period. Storm last seconds of a Century 21 power plays. They win the faceoff. Kevin Kerr shoots in deep. In the far side, Eastman. Eastman behind the net. Got it to the near side, Milan. Johansson slapping his stick. You can hear it here on the broadcast. Final second of the power play. Milan at the top of the zone. Kept it in down low for Eastman. Back at full strength. Schultz with a shot. Missed the net. Rebound on the near side. Smirnov calms it down and centers it in neutral ice. Knocked away, though, by Eastman. Back to the Indiana end. Sent to the far side. Intercepted this time by Berger, but Indiana gets it back. Comes into the zone. Banked off the back wall. Johansson slapped it away from the center with his stick. Played on the far side by Shoup. Eastman hits him there on the far side corner. Schultz got it to Mayer. Mayer sent it all the way down, and icing is whistled here to Tri-City. 9:47 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Tri-City Storm and the Indiana Ice are scoreless on the Breeze 94.5. So Johansson started the game last night for the Storm. Was pulled after 11 minutes. Hayden Levine played the rest of the game, but tonight Johansson back in net, hoping for a better outcome here for the Storm. The faceoff was won by Indiana, but knocked out of the zone by Tri-City. Mayer putting on some speed on the forecheck, trying to get back and take the puck away. Jacobs played it along the near side wall, and it stopped in neutral ice. Now it's sent in again by Indiana, but just inside the zone. Hutchison and DiBenedetto knock it back out to neutral ice. Ice sent it back once more. Daniel Fritz plays it in the far side corner. Fritz takes a hit from Kirker, picked up by Mayer. Mayer on the backhand pass over to Schultz. Schultz gets knocked over, but continues possession as he moved ahead and got it out of the zone. Nice play by Jalen Schultz. Sent right back in by Indiana, rattling around the wall. It was Pedry that sent it in, kept in at the point. Shot missed the net wide. Rebound on the far side to Benedetto. Popped it up in the air with Kirker. They canceled each other out. Now a centering pass and a score.
Patrick Newell makes it 1-0 Indiana. After the centering pass, Newell dragged it onto his backhand and roofed the puck over Johansson. 8:58 to go in the opening period, and the Ice have taken a 1-0 lead. Patrick Newell with the goal. Nice pass in front. I didn't see who made it, but Newell dragged it by Johansson, went forehand, backhand, and roofed the puck right into the top of the net. Tri-City trailing 1-0 here. We got the center ice faceoff to resume play, and Indiana is under control here, leading 1-0. Shoot it into the Storm, and icing is waved off. Sent back in deep. Played by, on the far side, by Aiden Muir. Now on the far side corner, Pino with Gardner on him. Pino lost the puck, and now it's Lebowski who got it forward to Gomez. Gomez got it into the zone. Lebowski going to chase on the near side corner. Lebowski sent it in deep. Gomez has it. Gomez centered it, but nobody there, and Indiana takes it away. The Ice have it, and it's Pino into the zone. Backhand shot saved by Johansson. Pino went flying into the backboards after the shot. Just lost an edge there. I don't think that he was touched by Hutton. Pino very slow to get up now, but he is back onto his feet. Johansson made the stop. Net came off. We get a stoppage, 8:21 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm now trailing 1-0. It's Patrick Newell from Sam Kirker. And Kirker, we talked about him early in the broadcast, a guy who has collegiate experience playing for Boston University, centered that pass right on a Newell stick with 11:02 gone by in the first period. That was the first goal of the game here for the Indiana Ice. Since 1993, the Nebraska Lottery has given $500 million back to Nebraska, specifically to the Nebraska Environmental Trust, scholarships, and educational funding in the Nebraska State Fair. Learn more at anylottery.com. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. We just had a proposal here at Pan Am Arena. Looks like she said yes. Congratulations. We'll get the play resumed here as Johansson's back into his crease. 1-0 lead for the Indiana Ice and a goal by Patrick Newell. For Newell, who's a commit for the St. Cloud University Huskies, he has 10 goals this season now in his 41st game. Face off to the right of Johansson as we resume play. Chase Berger will take it against Joe Sullivan. Face off won by Tri-City and Kevin Kerr.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hello, everyone. The game is still going on. We're having some technical difficulties, so we'll get the hockey game straight back to you as soon as possible here on 94.5 KLIQ.
Shut down the city lights. I'll cheat, I'll beg and bribe to make you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Tri-City Storm Hockey. We apologize for the technical difficulty there, but we are back, and we should be good to go here. The Storm have a power play. There was a penalty whistle to Tim Shoup for cross-checking 15 minutes into the period. Storm, with just 15 seconds left in the power play, and a shot by Austin Pogansky is saved by Jason Pulaski. And so to catch up to date with the last couple minutes, Tri-City Storm have been on the power play. They drew themselves the second power play of their night, and a shorthanded breakaway chance was chance for Indiana. It was Joe Sullivan that had it, and Jacob Johansson smothered it. Made the save on the breakaway to keep it 1-0 Indiana. That is our score. It is 1-0 Indiana. There is 3:14 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, and there's 14 seconds remaining on a Storm power play opportunity that has Tim Shoup in the box for cross-checking. Tri-City wins the faceoff, and a shot from Dan Lebowski just missed the net wide. And with final seconds ticking down on the penalty, and we are back at full strength with 3 minutes to go in the opening period. 1-0 Indiana Ice in the lead. Gomez through neutral ice, trying to get it by Sullivan. He was stopped, and now Pogansky has it. Pogansky got it forward to Milan. Milan into the zone. On the near side, Milan backhands it on net, missed the net wide. Far side, worked up the wall, kept in by Gardner. Bouncing around behind the net, Ryan Mantha picks it up for Indiana. Played around to the near side. And Indiana works it out to neutral ice. Picked up by Donovan Gardner. Gardner now with it in the Tri-City zone. Got it to Larson. Larson to neutral ice. Past the red line. Larson into the zone. Lost possession. And he couldn't get it in deep. And now Indiana will work it out to neutral ice. Hutchison tried to get a McMurphy, but it was turned over to Kirker. And now it's back to Tim Shoup. Shoup on the near side to Mantha. Mantha shovels it to neutral ice, and now it's Larson who banked it forward. Storm back in on back in offside as Hutchison was way ahead of the play on Eastman. And we get the stoppage here. 2:02 to go in the period. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to the Indiana Ice. Only goal in this game for Indiana was scored by Patrick Newell, center, number 18. 2 minutes to go in the period. Storm with the faceoff, and it's back to Grant Hutton. Hutton had his pass deflected into the air. Schultz gloved it down and sent it into the ice end. Tim Shoup banked it out. On the near side, Jalen Schultz got it to Mayer, and Mayer wraps it in deep. Around the wall to the far side. Up top, kept in by Berger. Berger from the far side got it in deep. Berger trying to get some positioning. He fell down. And the puck was brought out by Indiana. On the near side, Sam Kirker. Kirker into the zone, onside, sending in deep behind the net. Newell, who has the goal, takes a hit from Wilkie on the far side. And puck's loose. Berger almost had it, but Newell recovered. And Pedry knocks it in deep. Kirker and Schultz collide on the near side corner. Kirker controlling it on the near side of Holtz. Back to Kirker. Nice job by Schultz, but Holtz picks it up. Centering pass, knocked away by Johansson's goal stick. And now Mayer will bring it out to neutral ice. Mayer going 1-on-2, losing the puck as he tried to enter the Indiana zone. Kirker knocked it back into the Storm end, but they'll go for a change. 1 minute remaining here in the period. Pogansky threw neutral ice into the zone. Pogansky on the near side half wall. Send it in deep. Round the boards it goes. To the far side, Hutchison kept it in. McMurphy got it back down low. And it's out of the zone. And it rains for the puck. an ice player fell down, and Fritz ends up winning the race. And now Kevin Kerr will start it forward. It's sent all the way down, though, and it's going to be nice and whistled to Tri-City. 35 seconds remain in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on the Breeze, 94.5. Tri-City is trailing the Indiana Ice 1-0. Only goal for Patrick Newell. Storm getting outshot at this point. Actually, Storm actually outshooting Indiana 8-6 at this point. Quick shot and a save made by Johansson there on Jacob Pritchard. Pritchard with a bad angle shot just from the near side half wall, and Johansson was right there to make the save. He hung on with the glove, and we get a stoppage. Faceoff will be to the left of Johansson with 28 seconds to go in the period. Valisano wins the faceoff wearing a cage tonight, but it went right into the corner for Indiana and Aiden Muir. Over to Pritchard in the near side half wall. Valisano trying to dig it out. Pritchard to the center. Knocked off his stick, but back to Jacobs. Backhander to the net. Was deflected wide. Fritz into the far side corner. 10 seconds to go in the period. Valisano to Gomez. Going to have a one last rush here. Centered it for Lebowski into the zone and knocked off his stick. And that'll do it here for the first period with the puck in neutral ice. Tri-City Storm and Indiana Ice are doing battle here, and the Ice have a 1-0 lead after 20 minutes here on the Breeze. So good hard-working period for the Storm, but they fall a little bit short here after one period. It's 1-0 Indiana. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with a Central Hydraulic intermission report next on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price of every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 after the opening period here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Thanks for joining us here for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. After 20 minutes, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Again, 1-0 the score. Storm outshoot Indiana in that first period, 8-7. But the only goal for Patrick Newell, assist to Sam Kirker at 11:02 of the first period, as the Ice leading 1-0 after 20 minutes. Storm got a couple chances there and tried to work on the power play. However, they couldn't get one past Jason Pulaski in the first period, and we got a 1-0 score. Three penalties in the first period. First to Kyle Eastman of Tri-City, a two-minute slashing minor at 4:59. And the Storm killed off that penalty. It was the only one Indiana had in the first 20 minutes. Then penalties to both Joshua Jacobs and Timothy Shoup. Jacobs for checking from behind at 7:41 and Shoup for cross-checking at 15 minutes even of the first period. Storm 0-2 on the power play. They have not scored a goal in this one just yet. So neither team has scored on the power play. Again, shots 8-7 in favor of the Storm. Jacob Johansson made six saves on seven shots. Jason Pulaski made all eight stops that came his way. Johansson, the only goal he allowed, a really nice opportunity. Kirker passed it right to the center for Newell on the back door, who was wide open, and Newell made a move forehand, backhand, into the top shelf and into the back of the net. 1-0 the score in favor of the Indiana Ice. That's where we stand after 20 minutes here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. These two teams met yesterday. Final was 4-1 in favor of Indiana. And this is their final meeting of the season. Tri-City Storm headed to the Chicago Steel. Coming up tomorrow, and we're getting into scoring change here. The scoring change is that the goal is from Patrick Newell. Assist, though, from Mitch Holt and Sam Kirker. So Holt added, and really the difference here is that Holt made the great pass to the center for Newell, so I was giving Sam Kirker the credit all this time, but actually it was Mitch Holt that made the pass. Sam Kirker will get credit for a second assist, and we want to thank the official scorers here in Indiana for picking that up and giving it to me so we can give some credit here to Mitch Holt. And that was a nice pass from Holt, big body at 6'2", got it to the smaller Patrick Newell. Newell just 5'9", but he made a nice move and beat Johansson. That's our only goal of the period, and that's our Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on The Breeze in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with your out-of-town scoreboard update here. Storm, we're going up against the Indiana Ice, 1-0 Indiana, after 20 minutes on The Breeze, 94.5.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Bud Light knows how to make New Orleans, the Big Easy, even bigger. Start with a half dozen seven-footers. Toss in some razor-sharp sharpshooters. Then you bring in some of the brightest stars in the NBA galaxy and let them shine during NBA All-Star 2014. And to top it all off, you fuel this spectacle with ice-cold Bud Light. With a taste as clean as a crossover, as crisp as a three-point switch, and as refreshing as a rim-rattling dunk. It's so good, it's automatic. Bud Light is proud to be the official beer sponsor of NBA All-Star 2014. Because if a party is this, well, big, you know Bud Light is going to be there. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the NBA and NBA All-Star 2014. Trust us, it's going to be big. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Mission report, Jared Shaffrin with you here as the Tri-City Storm are taking on the Indiana Ice. The Ice have a 1-0 lead after 20 minutes of play, and the Storm looking to get back into this game. Let's get you our out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. As we look at the games around the USHL, the Chicago Steel is where the Storm will be tomorrow for a 3:15 Central Time start in Chicago at the Edge Ice Arena in Bensenville, Illinois. Chicago, though, is in Muskegon tonight. So, you know, some people worried about the Storm traveling tonight from Indiana to Chicago. Well, Chicago is in Muskegon, so they actually have more mileage to go tonight than the Storm do. The Steel will get a night in their own beds, however. They just might get in a little bit later than the Storm do. The game is tied 1-1 between Chicago and Muskegon late in the first period. Lumberjacks and Steel locked up at 1. Tri-City will take on the Steel tomorrow afternoon. We'll be with you here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, an afternoon time start. We'll start it up about 2:55, usually 20 minutes before the game starts. We'll start the broadcast up a couple minutes to 3, and we'll get you that afternoon action between Chicago and Tri-City. The rest of the games here in the USHL have yet to get underway, and we'll give you the rundown of what is to come in the USHL tonight. Waterloo is visiting Sioux City. Youngstown is in Des Moines. Lincoln is in Fargo. Dubuque will match up against Cedar Rapids in a battle of Iowa. And Green Bay will be in Sioux Falls. The Stampede last night fell to the Des Moines Buccaneers. And now another game at home. Last night's game at the Sioux Falls Arena. Tonight they'll host the Green Bay Gamblers again at the Sioux Falls Arena. And trying to battle it out with Sioux City. They lost a little bit of ground on Sioux City last night. Musketeers got a win, but the Musketeers have a tough game with the Waterloo Blackhawks tonight. So should be a good night of USHL action right here in Indianapolis. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to the Indiana Ice through 20 minutes and the first period. Let's fans remind you about our Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Trivia question of the week every Tuesday. Go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Tri-City Storm. To find our Valentino's trivia question every Tuesday afternoon. Comment on the post with a correct answer, and you can be entered to win a free buffet from Valentino's. Eat in, carry out, or delivery, Valentino's has you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salad, Valentino's has what you like. Visit that Storm Facebook page. And also a lot of things to check up on. It's going to be a big week for the Tri-City Storm this week. Packing in purple coming up this weekend with specialty uniforms for the Tri-City Storm. The game is on Saturday night, 7:05 p.m. against the Lincoln Stars. Tri-City has won 3 out of 4 against Lincoln this season, looking to continue their winning ways against the Stars on Saturday night, 1 week from tonight. Pack it in purple at the Viero Event Center. Should be a great time. Had by all, a lot of tickets have been sold. Should be a great electric crowd, just like we've seen the past couple weeks at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm staff doing a lot of work to prepare for this game on Saturday, and then a whole string of games in March. A lot of exciting promotions coming up. Visit stormhockey.com for tickets and to see the promotion schedule and see what's coming up next at the Viero Event Center. Here in Indianapolis, we got a 1-0 score. The Indiana Ice has scored the only goal of the game, trying to make it a sweep over the Storm. Tonight's goal scored by Patrick Newell, assist to Mitch Holtz and Sam Kirker at 11:02. And we're ready to head to the second period. Tri-City Storm and Indiana Ice. Going to be battling it out here in a couple minutes for the second period. We'll take a break on your Storm Radio Network. Come back with that second period next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffrin.
Second period here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Tri-City Storm, and Indiana Ice doing battle for the second time this weekend. Final meeting of the season between these two teams. Indiana has taken a big lead in the Eastern Conference race for the playoffs. The Ice are in first place with an 8-point lead on the Dubuque Fighting Saints after last night's win over the Tri-City Storm. Storm still work to do as they are in fifth place, tied with the Des Moines Buccaneers for fifth coming into tonight. Storm just trying to stay ahead of Des Moines here and remain one position out of the top four playoffs right now is Sioux Falls, the team they're trying to catch today. Sioux Falls and Sioux City have been switching back and forth between third and fourth place. As, again, Indiana Ice in control of their playoff destiny in first place in the Eastern Conference, ahead by 8 points with the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Tonight, the Ice, just a slim lead, a 1-0 lead after one period. Tri-City Storm going to try to come back and tie this game up here as we get ready to start the second period, which is presented by Papa John's Pizza. Tri-City Storm lost last night 4-1, trying to get some more offense going. They didn't score until the third period last night. Here tonight, same thing, through 20 minutes, haven't put the puck in the net. The Ice are back onto the ice. They'll go from right to left on your radio dial for this second period. Get a good view here of Jason Pulaski. My vantage point is high atop the bathroom pavilion here in the Pan Am Arena. And I am very close to the Indiana net for this period. It's Jacob Johansson's net for the Storm in the first and third periods. And so The Storm will be shooting on the end that I am positioned in this period. Tri-City will go from left to right on your radio dial. As they step back onto the ice, Jacob Johansson retaking his spot between the pipes. Lofsky has had good numbers this season for Indiana, one of the big reasons they've been one of the top teams. But he's had great defense in front of him as well. And the size of this Indiana team, I was talking to Coach Holton after the game, and he was really remarkably impressed with the size that this Indiana Ice team has. You've got Tyler Andrews, 6 foot six; Dwyer Schott, 6 foot five; Aiden Muir, 6 foot three. They keep coming at you. Sam Kirker, 6'2". Mitch Holt, 6'2". Those are just the forwards. Then you look at the defensemen. You've got Chris Martinette, who's in the game tonight, 6 foot seven; Ryan Mantha, 6 foot five; Josh Jacobs, 6'2". Just really all around a huge team. And even Pulaski in between the pipes, 6 foot one. So a tough team to play against, especially when they lock you down on defense. And Tri-City, through four periods, has only scored one goal on the ice, and they trail 1-0. Here's where you start the second period. Ice won the faceoff back in their own zone, but Gomez had Pedri in a headlock there for a second. Gomez stopped the puck from leaving the offensive zone and really going at it with Pedri. Now here's a chance in the other way, and a shot and a save. Johansson, and he holds on to the rebound. Huge opportunity for Indiana to start the second period, and Jacob Johansson makes a big-time save. Keep this game 1-0. Just 19 seconds into the second, and Johansson had to deal with a 2-on-1. Made a big save on Indiana, and it's 1-0 ice. Faceoff is won by Indiana. They shoot it in deep, and Schultz got it forward. Not out. Another shot was taken from the top of the right circle, deflected out of play. Stopping play, just 27 seconds into the second period. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to Indiana. Big period for the Storm to try to break through offensively here. Face off to the left of Johansson. Chase Berger on the draw for Tri-City. Face off one forward by Indiana. Sullivan in deep. Bouncing puck in front of the net. And it's knocked into the far side corner. Now behind the net, it's worked the near side. Nice hit there by Schultz on Sullivan. But worked up top by Indiana. Jacobs with it. Shot that misses the net. Now on the near side, it's Shoup. Shoup got it into the corner. Up the wall. Kept in by Shoup. Stopped in the center by Hutton. And now moved on the near side by Eastman into the zone, but he was stopped. And Pham had a chance with the other way, but it was taken back by Jalen Schultz. Schultz almost lost it to the center for an oncoming Indiana player, but it's clear to the far side. Now on the near side, Wilkie will control for Tri-City. It's over a minute into the second period. Indiana leading 1-0, and a turnover for the Storm. And it's Holtz that had it, but he turned it right back to Wilkie. And now it's moved by Berger. Berger into the zone. Eastman trying to go after it on the backboard. He hits Preston into the wall. Creates a turnover to Hutchison. Hutchison tried to center it. It was knocked away. And now Sam Kirker has it in the far side corner, moving forward. And Martinette plays it forward. Moved by Mitch Holtz in neutral ice. Holtz is in onside. Holtz got it back to Newell. Centering pass knocked down by Poganski. And here come the Storm the other way. It's McMurphy leading the rush. McMurphy lost it as he entered the zone. And Holtz will bank it back off the far side wall. Now the puck is scrummed for. Larson moved it forward to McMurphy. McMurphy tried to get it in the zone. He did. But Poganski was taken down. And now here comes Indiana with a 3-on-2. Newell on the far side. Cross ice pass. Deflection wide of the net. Johansson was a little out of position. The puck went wide. Now Indiana with it. Moving out his front is Kirker with a shot that was saved by Johansson. Another chance here for Pedri, the defenseman, in deep on the far side corner. Pedri from the far side. Now working is Conway. Conway on the right circle. He shoots, and Johansson makes the save. On the far side once more for Indiana. Still working with it was Schantz. Now up to the top for Mantha with a shot that was blocked down in front. Loose puck, another shot to score. Dwyer Schantz. Puts one over Johansson. He didn't see it coming. A bit of a knuckler. Beats Johansson up high. And it's 2-0 Indiana. Dwyer Schantz makes the Storm pay. It's his 15th goal of the season in his 34th game. And it's 2-0 ice. Again, so much pressure in the Storm end. Tri-City has barely even got it into the offensive zone. in this set. I mean, we're only 2.5 minutes in the second period, but Indiana controls the puck possession. And when the Storm bring it out of the zone, they have no way of generating any offense. And now we have an interference penalty that is whistled. And it is going to the Tri-City Storm. Daniel Fritz into the box for interference, and the Storm headed a GNC penalty kill. They now trail 2-0. Goal for Indiana, Dwyer Shunt makes it 2-0. Here in the beginning of the second period, now a chance for more with Daniel Fritz in the box for interference. Face off won by the Storm, trying to work it out, and they do. Valisano moving in onside. Valisano standing in deep around the wall to the far side. Aiden Murr, and it's turned back over to Valisano. Send it back in deep. Good penalty killing by Valisano here early on. GNC penalty kill. Ryan Mantha will start forward now for Indiana, former Sioux City Musketeer. Gets past the red line, trying to shoot it in. It was knocked by Dan Lebowski, but now it's sent in deep. Schultz played it in the far side corner. He got two Indiana players there. Now Gardner and Lebowski come over to help. Moved up the wall, kept in by Jacobs. Pedri looking. Pedri shooting, and he scores. Vince Pedri makes it 3-0 with a power play goal. Veteran move from Pedri, who had it on the left circle, got past one defender, and had a great shot into the left part of the net that beat Johansson. Don't know if Johansson saw it. He was might have been screened, but power play goal for Indiana. First power play goal for either team this weekend. And it's now 3-0, and the Ice have come out and taken advantage here in the first 3.5 minutes of the second period. In what was a 1-0 game, it's now 3-0 Ice. Based off back at center ice now as they confirm the goal. Sullivan against Berger on the draw, and Johansson, not much you can do. Pedri with a nice-looking shot there. Both shots have been up high on Johansson in the second period. First shot was up in the top shelf, so all three goals for Indiana have been up high. Storm have it in the Indiana zone. Eastman sent it in deep. Berger in the near side corner behind the net. Berger over to Wilkie. Wilkie in the near side corner to the center. Eastman's got it. Eastman now on the near side corner. Back down low to Berger. Berger on the backboard. Berger working for it. Try to get it back to Wilkie on the cycle here. Eastman comes over to play on the near side corner. Good hard work by the Storm here. Berger with a shot. Save made by Pulaski. And the rebound banked into the corner again. And now Indiana has control. It's Pham out to neutralize. And here's a rush for Andrew. Andrew into the zone. Goes backhand. Shoots. Johansson makes the save with the left pad. Banked out of the zone and forward there by Larson. Mayer into the zone with a power move. Try to center it, but nobody there. As Wilkie and Berger were trying to help. But Mayer just kind of a blind pass. And now here's Indiana and a shot and a save. Johansson. Shot came from Chris Martinette. Johansson had to make a good save. And now here comes the Storm the other way. It's Milan with a rush. Milan stops. Centers. And it goes through the crease. Nobody there. Mayer was trying to get over, but he couldn't get there. And now it's Newell into the zone for Indiana. Game's opened up here as Newell centers it. Knocked away by Hutton. Here comes the Storm the other way. Milan canceled out by Pedri. Milan hit Pedri in the face. And Pedri wanted a call, didn't get one. Now the puck's all the way down the Storm end. An icing whistle to Indiana. 15:07 remaining here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. It's now a 3-0 lead for the Indiana Ice. Goals to Dwyer Shantz from Dennis Smirnov at 2:34. And then Vince Pedri on the power play from Josh Jacobs and Jacob Pritchard at 3:23. Faceoff now to the left of Pulaski, won by the Storm, and Schultz had it. And we get a stoppage here. Must have been a false start on the faceoff. Mayer had come on, and now Polganski comes on. We're going to redo the faceoff here. Now this time Indiana has control, but a puck pops up in the air. It's kicked down by Mantha, banked it off the wall and out of the zone. Hutchison tried to get it with a glove. Schultz put it back in. Storm had a tag up. And now Pedri, who scored the most recent goal for Indiana, will start forward. On the near side, Smirnov past the red line, just flips it in deep. Conway goes to get it against Hutton. Banked around the far side by Tri-City. And now it's behind the net. Loose puck in front, knocked away by Tri-City, but kept in by Smirnov on the near side wall. Smirnov got it to Conway, took a shove from Schultz and lost the puck. And now it's out to neutralize, rolling back to the Indiana end. Icing is whistled on Tri-City. 14:25 to go here in the second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. We've got a 3-0 lead for the Indiana Ice on the Tri-City Storm. Storm yet to register a shot on net here in the second period. Indiana has 5 of their own, and they've scored twice. Faced off one by the Ice, but it can't be held in by the defenseman, Shoup. He got it to the far side for Jacobs, who shoot it in deep. On the near side, it's moved on the wall, and Indiana sends it back in. Jalen Schultz has it on the far side for Tri-City. Lost control of it up the wall, and kept in by Indiana. Now down low, a centering pass was thrown in front by Pino, but it was deflected out of the zone, and Jacobs goes to get it. Jacobs, long pass, stopped and neutralized by Schultz, but it's taken by Indiana. Andrew, on the far side, Pritchard shoots through the center of the crease, never got on net, went wide. Indiana still in control now. Down low, Johansson is there trying to find the puck in traffic. He couldn't. It goes down low. Another shot in front. They score. Brian Pino makes it 4-0, and now for the second straight night, it'll be Hayden Levine who hops over the wall and in between the pipes. This might be the worst stretch of the season for Jacob Johansson, as it's now 4-0, and it's not as much as his team is not really helping him in front. That shot from the lower right circle, a wide open Brian Pino. And the Storm have taken a timeout. Give Hayden Levine a chance to stretch out. Timeout, Jim Holton, as it's now 4-0 Indiana. 3 consecutive goals have been scored by Indiana. First shot, then Pint Pedry, and now it's Brian Pino. 4-0 the score. It was 1-0 entering this period. We've got 13:40 to go in the middle frame, presented by Papa John. And it's now 4-0. It's off at center ice. Storm have yet to get a shot on net here in the second period. It'll be Valenzano against Smirnov at the center ice circle. Faceoff is one forward by Tri-City into the zone, but it's popped right back out by Martinet. Turned over to Lebowski in center ice. Lebowski fell as he entered the zone, got it into the far side half wall. Now it's banked back out by the ice. Played on the far side by Kerr. Kerr ropes it back in deep to the Indiana end. Martinet up the near side wall. It goes out of the zone, and neutral ice recovered by Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the far side. Lebowski trying to get Valenzano in onside. Valenzano from the far side lost the puck. Took a hit. Kerker bringing it forward on the wall. Up top, kept in nicely by Kerr. And now Martinet had it in between his skates, got it around the near side wall. Gardner kept it in for a second, still keeping it in. Valenzano had it in his glove, got it to Lebowski. Lebowski, though, turned it right over, and now Pham sent it out for Gardner. Far side, it's Hutton, who wraps it in deep on the near side wall. Martinet playing it up the wall. Gomez keeping it in. Now Valenzano back to Gomez. Gomez in the near side corner, took a hit. Moving with the puck, got it to Valenzano, and it's out of the zone all the way down. Levine will stop it and play it for Hutton. 12:30 to go in the second, Tri-City trailing 4-0. Hutton on the far side, Valenzano up the wall, still with control, got around one man, stopped at the red line, got it forward, it's into the zone. Eastman couldn't control it, and now it's Pedry, gains the red line and sends it in deep. Moved around the far side, kept in by Mantha at the right point. Mantha with a shot was blocked in front. And now Gardner got it on the far side, Wilkie. Wilkie up the far side wall, and it's Berger who had it in his skate. Couldn't get past the red line. Storm cannot get possession here and do much within the offensive end. Indiana is clogging up the neutral zone, and Tri-City has not been able to move forward. Storm have it under their possession again. It's Berger, and on the near side, Gardner has it behind the net. Gardner on the far side now to Berger. Berger got it forward, bouncing around. Eastman couldn't control. Back to Indiana. Ice into the zone. Swept to the far side by Berger. Mayer shoots it to back to center ice and shoots. Sent it forward. Now here's Berger. Berger into the zone. Stopped as he entered by Schutz. And it's put out back to neutral ice. Storm making a change here. Benedetto with a nice hit. Mayer trying to come on to take the puck. Indiana with it onside. Smirnov. Far side wall. Up top, Jacobs with a shot. Deflected wide. Now a shoot with a shot. Shot saved by Levine. Rebound hit wide by Conway. Now the loose puck is picked up by Milan. He's got it on the far side. Got it forward to Mayer. Mayer sweeps it in. fighting for to Benedetto. Benedetto knocking it around, kicked it to Mayer. It hopped over his stick, though. And now Jacobs takes it and finds his man on the far side, Pritchard, who sends it in deep to the Storm end. Milan got it around the near side for Mayer. Mayer up the half wall, couldn't control, sent back in by Indiana. 4-0 Ice. Halfway through the second period, the Ice have taken a lead. It was 1-0 after one period, but now 3 goals in the first 10 minutes for Indiana has themselves leading. Puck cleared all the way to the Storm end, but it bounces right in on Levine. He's got to cover up and stop playing. That's just how the night's been going for the Storm. Would have been an icing on the ice. However, it banked off the wall right in on Levine, and he had to cover up and stop play. 10:17 to go in the middle frame. 4-0 Indiana with a lead here in Indianapolis. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Well, Tri-City had won 5 games in a row at the beginning of their last weekend. They had a big home stand. They defeated Sioux Falls twice. They defeated Des Moines twice. They went on the road and defeated the Lincoln Stars before that. And they had won 5 in a row. Spirits are riding high. Confidence level was there. But just as soon as they had been winning those 5 games, they go on the road. And facing tough teams here on the road, all playoff teams. First, they faced Waterloo last Friday, lost that game to the Blackhawks, and ended their 5-game winning streak. Then it was on to Sioux City, where the Storm had a 3-1 lead, but surrendered 4 consecutive goals, lost that game 5-3. And now here this weekend, it's 2 against Indiana before tomorrow's game against Chicago. And up until this point, Chicago not a playoff team right now, but these first 4 games the Storm have had with going on this road trip have been all against top-notch playoff teams. And here's Indiana off the faceoff. Another shot, save made by Levine. Penalty upcoming on Tri-City. Indiana has it behind the Storm net. Still working with it are the Ice. Pedri has it at the left point. Send it to the center, and it's touched up by Poganski. He was tripped up on the play, and the penalty was upcoming to the Storm. Poganski was tripped up on the play. I'm not sure if they'll have another call as well. Both penalty boxes are open. Poganski goes to the box, and it's Conway. So what was looking like a potential power play for Indiana might have been negated here with 9:51 to go in the second period, presented by Papa John. Yeah, 2 minutes for tripping is whistled. And now we will have a 4-on-4. Actually, we'll stay 5-on-5. You'd think it'd be 4-on-4, but they've canceled out and they'll go 5-on-5. As there's a chance in front, Levine had to make a stop, and Gardner played it to Berger. Behind the net now, Kerr got it forward, can't get it out. Wilkie was there, but it was kept in by Jacob. Kerr takes a hit on the far side, and now the Storm move it forward. Berger. Berger into the zone with Eastman. Back to Berger, well ahead of him, though. It was knocked away by Jacobs. Played around the far side. Kept in by Hutton. Hutton for the backhand. Put it on the far side. Shoop intercepts. Knocks it right out to neutral ice. Eastman on the far side. Going to come back in. It was played by Berger. And Berger will, excuse me, it's Wilkie who will get some speed. Wilkie stopped before he got to the red line. Sent it back to Hutton. Berger got a deflection, got it in deep. It's going to be an icing whistled on Tri-City. Berger well behind the red line when he deflected it in. 8:58 to go in this middle period. Indiana now leading the Tri-City Storm 4-0 here on your Storm Radio Network. The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Faceoff back down in the Storm end. We're 5-on-5 despite 2 players in the box, 1 for either side. Scott Conway went for tripping. I believe Poganski's call was hooking. Faceoff is scrum 4 in the Storm end. It's 1 deep into the corner. And it's taken by Tri-City. And Berger wrapped it around the boards, but it's kept in by Pritchard with a shot missed the net wide. Rebound, shot save made by Levine. Shot there from Pritchard. And a nice save by Levine. Ice still outworking the Storm here in the second period. Shots on goal in the second. 12-0 in favor of Indiana. 8:42 to go in this second period. Now both Storm coaches on the bench, both Jim Holton and Eric Blaze, giving instructions to their players. Blaze is working with the defense tonight in the absence of J.B. Bittner. Holton working with the forwards and not happy with what he's seen. His faceoff is won back by Indiana. Lebowski trying to get it out of the zone with Gomez, but they couldn't. Now an opportunity for the ice and a shot to score. Second goal tonight for Brian Pinno, and we've got a 5-0 lead for Indiana with 8:32 to go in the second period. Pinot's second of the night. Turnover by the Storm at the top of the zone. 2-on-1 for Indiana. Pinno makes him pay. Two goals in a row for Pinno, who scored earlier in the period. Third goal of the weekend for the forward, who committed to Providence. Draft pick of the Washington Capitals. Tri-City has some work to do, trailing 5-0 with 8.5 to go in the second period. Indiana has really turned it on here in the second. They've had all the play in the Storm end. They win the faceoff, shoot it right into the Storm end. Tri-City has been pinned in their own zone. And Indiana comes out in front. Another shot went wide. Pham has it now on the far side corner for Indiana. And a penalty upcoming here. And a penalty will be called. It's a hooking call. Confusion as to who actually will get the penalty here. Hooking is the call. And it's to Daniel Fritz of Tri-City. Storm back to the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings. Head of GNC today. So Daniel Fritz into the penalty box. 8:08 to go in the period. Indiana wins the faceoff on the power play. Mantha with a shot and he scores. Right off the right post and in. And Indiana only took 4 seconds to score on that power play. Make it 6-0. Ice. Dean looks like he saw a screen in front. And it's now 6-0, 5 goals by Indiana in this second period. Jim Holton with no timeout to stop the bleeding. He's already used that in this period. And it's 6-0. And at this point, Tri-City can't even get it out of their own zone. Faceoff here, and Storm win it this time. Hutton has it over to Gardner. Gardner up the wall, deflected in by DiBenedetto. Sent back out by Indiana. Far side, Gardner sent it in again. Jacob in neutral ice. Hit Mayer's skate, went back towards the Indiana end. And now it's Sullivan. Got to the red line and sends it in deep. Back to the Storm end. And Gardner has it on the near side. Gardner past the red line, shoots it in deep. Deflection wide of the net. Jacob around to get it. Knocked by Milan. DiBenedetto tried to get it back to Milan. It was knocked away. Played by Indiana's shoot up the near side wall. Back to Gardner. Donovan Gardner on the far side to Hutton. And it's Grant Hutton who got it well forward ahead of Mayer. McMurphy trying to win the race for icing. He does not. He falls short. Race is won by Jacobs. We get another stoppage here. 7:13 to go in the second period. 6-0 to score. Indiana in full control of the game here in the second period. Face off now on the far side to the left of Levine in the Storm end. Drum form won by Tri-City. Gardner got it to Mayer on the near side. And it's played by the Ice's Martinet. Mayer knocked it into the offensive zone. Storm had a tag up. They were offside. Martinet got it off the near side wall. And now it's back to the Storm possession on the far side, Mayer. Mayer shoots it in. Wide of the net for Pulaski on the near side. Play to the center, and it's knocked out of the zone by Indiana. Gardner got it back down low to Larson. It's deflected in by Hutchison. And now Preston on the far side got it out of the zone. Here's Indiana with a rush. But a neutral ice. It was stopped. Nice play there by Kevin Kerr. Brought in by Poganski. Poganski to the net. Taken down. Call coming on Indiana, and we get a stoppage. 6:26 to go in the second. A tripping call on the ice. Storm will head to the Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. 6-0 the score in favor of Indiana. Guys from the faceoff send it up to the top, and Lebowski can't hold it in. It's knocked out to neutralize. Gomez loses it, and here's Sullivan with a rush the other way. Sullivan from the far side shoots it in. Levine makes a couple saves. Net is off its pegs, and they don't say anything. Levine actually moves it back into position as the Storm race up the ice on the power play. Wilkie with a shot that whistles wide and out and into the netting. Stopping play. 6:01 to go here in the second period. Tri-City on the Century 21 power play for another minute 35 seconds, but trailing in this game 6-0. Faceoff out to neutralize after Wilkie's shot was out of play. Berger on the draw against Newell. Berger wins it. And now Larson, the far side, Kevin Kerr, banked it into the zone. Mayer was stopped there by Jacobs. Sent out to neutralize. Kevin Kerr recovers for the Storm. Got it back to Larson. Larson on the far side. Past the red line. Shot it in to the near side corner. Banked off the wall. And Shoup has it. Storm were in offside at a tag up. And Shoup has plenty of time to send it all the way down. Levine settles it down with the stick. Kevin Kerr will start forward for Tri-City. Mayer, far side, got it to Berger into the zone. Berger stops on the far side half wall. Berger's holding. Sends it down low to Mayer on the far side. Mayer behind the net. Mayer to the front. A shot and a save. Rebound jammed at. And Pulaski has it. A couple pushes and shoves in front. Eastman was there, and Berger was there as well, jamming in front. But Pulaski makes the stop. We get a stoppage and a faceoff. 50 seconds remain. In the penalty to Chris Martinet for tripping. 5:16 to go in the second period. Tri-City trailing 6-0 here on the breeze. Milan against Sullivan on the faceoff. And a faceoff is drummed for on the far side, won by Hutchison. Got it up top to Hutton, back to Hutchison. Turned over to Indiana and out of the zone it goes. Hutton recovers in neutral ice. Got it to Hutchison on the far side. Now back to Hutton in the center. And Hutchison has it through neutral ice. Hutchison brings it in onside. Goes in deep. Pedri against DiBenedetto. DiBenedetto with power play time here. Shoves his man down on the ground. And Milan will play to Hutchison. Back to Milan. DiBenedetto just pinning his man down. The Storm can't hold it in. As it goes all the way down the ice. Tri-City with it. Final 10 seconds of the Century 21 power play. 4:35 to go in the second period. Storm trailing 6-0. Indiana with it now, and Jacobs will send it all the way down as his man goes out of the box. Levine makes the save. Rebounds loose in front of the crease. Dangerous play. And now a shot in front and a save made by Levine. He hangs on and stops play with 4:20 to go here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. 6-0 score in favor of the Indiana Ice. Face off now to the left of Levine in the Storm end. Chase Berger will take it for Tri-City. It's Joe Sullivan. Banked up top by the Storm as they won the faceoff out of the zone. And an offside is whistled on Indiana. Got another stoppage. 4:14 to go here in this middle period. Tri-City trailing 6-0 here on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Berger against Scott Conway on the faceoff, and it's won by Tri-City. Back to Fritz, who plays it up the far side wall for Wilkie. Wilkie, far side to the near side, now Gardner. Gardner with space, got it forward to Berger, was knocked off his stick. And it stopped as the Storm try to enter. Gardner back to Fritz on the far side. Now Gardner at the center. Gardner on the near side, deflected in by Eastman. Pulaski out of the net, plays it for Jacobs around the far side wall. It's deflected by Schantz. Back to neutral ice. Fritz had it. Fritz got it and lost it to Wilkie. Wilkie for the Storm, bringing it in onside. Wrapping it around to the far side, Eastman. Eastman chips it in deep for Wilkie. Wilkie tried to center. It was blocked. Another chance. Intercepted by Newell. Eastman gets it back. Eastman gets pinned into the far side half wall. Indiana with it at Smirnov, who brings it forward, trying to get past Larson. Larson cancels him out with the body. And it's played to neutralize again by Indiana. Thrown to the near side where Jacobs has it. Jacobs to shoot. Defenseman for Indiana. Got it forward. And now it's Sam Kirker into the zone. Kirker from the near side behind the net. Kirker with it. Stops. Sends it back in deep. Starting the cycle here for Indiana. Newell trying to twist and turn with it. Taken away by Tri City. Played ahead and kept in the zone by Indiana. By Mantha. Now it's back in deep again. Frederick Larson lost possession on the far side wall. Centering pass. Shots missed the net wide. That time by Mitch Holt. Indiana with it down low. Taken away by Kevin Kerr. On the near side, Berger banked it ahead. It hit Pedri in the face. And he kept it in, though. And now down low, it's Holt. Pedri off to the bench. Another Indiana player was hit in front of the net. Lost his stick. It was Kirker. Shot came from Martinette. Missed wide. Now on the far side, Mantha got it in deep. Penalty upcoming to Tri-City. Martinette on the left point. Shot it in deep, and now we get a whistle here. I don't know why they blew that whistle. The late call was coming. 2:18 to go in the second period. 6-0 the ice in favor. And they'll have a power play here on an interference call to Tri-City's Frederick Larson. Tri-City heading to the penalty box once more. Indiana is 2 of 3 on the power play. Two power play goals have been scored by Vince Pedri and Ryan Mantha. Mantha's power play goal scored just 4 seconds into the power play opportunity. Larson to the box for the first time tonight. Tri-City wins the faceoff, but they can't get it out. Kept in by Indiana. Martinette deflected it on the far side wall. McMurphy was at the top of the zone, couldn't get it out. Pushed back in deep now on the far side half wall. Indiana has it. Schultz presses his man into the wall. Dug out by Pino, who has 2 goals tonight. Pino on the near side. Bend it down low. Up top for Martinette on the left point. Now on the right point. Pritchard with a shot that's deflected away. And now it's on the near side half wall. 1:45 to go in the period. 1:27 to go in the power play for Indiana. Storm of the GNC penalty kill. Trailing 6-0. Ice with it in front. And now a stoppage as they blow the whistle dead. I believe the net had come off. Net off its pegs. 1:17 to go in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. They trail Indiana 6-0 in the second period presented by Papa John's. 1:35 remaining in the middle frame. Play to the left of Levine now. Berger is on the faceoff. Played up the wall, and Eastman has it. Eastman sends it all the way down. No icing as the Storm on the penalty kill. Shoot gets hammered into the wall by Berger here on the near side corner. Berger takes it away. Nice penalty kill by Berger here. He sends it back in deep behind the net. Moved on the near side by Tyler Pham. Send it back down low, though, for Josh Jacobs. And now it's Tim Shoop. Shoop to the red line, sends it in deep, wraps it around the near side. The far side, hit there by Gardner, but it's kept in by Indiana and Jacobs. Now Pedri with it at the left point. Send it in. We're under a minute to go in the period, and we get a stoppage here. And we get a stoppage 53 seconds to go in the second period. 35 seconds left on the Larson penalty for interference. We'll get a faceoff in neutral ice here just outside the Storm end. Conway against Milan on the faceoff. Storm win it. Levine out of his net, and he'll play it up and out of the zone. Hayden Levine, nice penalty-killing play there. Send it all the way down the ice. 24 seconds left in the Indiana power play. Mantha on the far side now. 35 seconds remaining in the second period. Indiana with a 6-0 lead. Kept in Pedri with a shot. Deflection there. Taken by Tri-City and an opportunity for Milan, but he had it in his skates. And Indiana was offside. The official looked like he was going to blow his whistle, then decided not to. Taken back by the Storm and banked up and out of the zone. And now Pedri has to recover. He just lobs it back in. A rolling puck on Levine, and he just hangs on. Indiana and Tri-City doing battle here in Indianapolis. It's a 6-0 lead for the Ice. 11 seconds left in the second period now. Faced off in the Storm end. Tri-City has only registered 1 shot on net here in the second period. Face-off here to the right of Hayden Levine. one by Indiana. Got it up top and out of the zone. Poganski on the far side has possession of it. Final second, sticking off in the second period. And we're done with the second. A huge second period for the Indiana Ice. They score 5 goals and now have a 6-0 lead after 40 minutes in control of the game here in Indianapolis. Jacob Johansson pulled for a second straight night. Hayden Levine on in relief. It's 6-0 Indiana after 2. We'll be back to recap things in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report next here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Warren Moon, in two words, how'd you get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
My arm.
Barry Sanders.
My legs.
Joe Namath.
My style.
Jerry Rice.
My hands.
And you?
Powerball, baby.
How?
I won a trip for four to the 50th anniversary Ultimate Tailgate Party with over 100 Hall of Famers. Special $10 Powerball purchases are eligible to win.
Visit Powerball.com for details.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the Pan Am Arena here in Indianapolis, where the Indiana Ice have control of this game after two periods. They lead 6-0 over the Tri-City Storm. A 5-goal second period for Indiana gave them this big lead, and a domination second period for the Ice. We're inside our Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Talking about it before, but the Storm made all of their trades before the trading deadline, got their roster assembled, and they had injuries on the back end. They're trying to throw in a makeshift defensive team together. But they also traded a lot of some of their top scorers. And Storm were hanging in there under the direction of Jim Holton, a very competitive team. Had won 5 in a row, even with all the trades. But seems like it's caught up to him a bit. And there's no denying that the talent level of the trades was there. You have Joel Esperance and Christian Horn, your team's top two leading scorers, and you get rid of them. And then you've got two of your veteran defensemen in Garrett Cecere and Nolan Gokowski. You get rid of those guys as well. And you know what? It's not to say that the Storm can't compete for the rest of this season, but obviously all the trains looking forward to next year. And you look at the guys the Storm pick up, a lot of talent for the future, a lot of draft picks for the upcoming draft in May, and a lot of chances for the Storm to get better in the future. And right now, they're suffering from the fact that they've traded some of their talent away. You go in on the road against the number one team in the Eastern Conference. You faced the number one team in the Western Conference last week against Waterloo. Didn't look good. And now you got the number one team in the Eastern Conference here in Indiana, and you're trailing here in danger of being swept, and a 6-0 lead after two periods. It's going to be very hard for the Storm to get back into this game. And it was 1-0 after one. The Storm actually outshot Indiana in that first period, but second period was all ice. Indiana is now 2-4 in the power play. They scored 5 goals in the second period, outshoot the Storm 20-1. For two-period total now of 27-9 in favor of Indiana. And it's just really a well-played team game in front of their netminder, Jason Pulaski. The ice are clogging up the neutral zone, and they're making it very hard for the Storm to generate offense. Tri-City see doesn't have as much talent as they've had in the past, and you're seeing right now an Indiana team that looks poised to make a run in the USHL playoffs this season. Playing well at home in front of their home fans here at the Pan Am Arena. And it's going to be a tough third period here for Tri-City. At this point, it's all about playing for pride, and I think that's what Jim Holton's going to address in the locker room here. You've got a 6-0 lead, and we'll talk to Jim after the game, but it's all about pride here at this point. You go on the road, and you try to represent your team and represent your players here in this third period. Try to play for some pride here, trailing 6-0. You don't want to get embarrassed when you walk into another building, and I think right now the Storm is going to have to regroup, and you'll hear from Jim Holton after the game. But no doubt right now they have not been the better team, and they're getting beaten. But they're going to have to come out here and work hard and at least play a good 20 minutes here in the final 20 minutes. Try to have a good third period and end this one on a high note, because guess what? They're playing again tomorrow at 3:15 in the afternoon. And there's definitely a pride factor representing the crest on the front of your jersey, and I think that that's what Jim Holton's going to go after here in the locker room, is to try to appeal to the guys. We cannot sit down here in this third period. We got to work hard. We got to do something here to go out in a positive note. Right now, 6-0 in favor of the Indiana Ice. 2 goals for Brian Pinno in that period. Goals have also been scored by Patrick Newell, Dwyer Schantz, Vince Pedry, and Ryan Mantha. 2 power play goals for Indiana. They have the lead here. Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We got 20 minutes to go. In this one, that's been your Sadler Implement game recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break and come back here for the third and final. Well, actually, we'll come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
For all your paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
40 minutes in the books. Indiana with a 6-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Check the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. If you look at the games here around the U.S. NHL, the Chicago Steel will have some momentum coming into tomorrow night as they have a 6-1 lead over the Muskegon Lumberjacks at the end of the second period. Chicago, we'll see them tomorrow. Game will be here on the Breeze at 3:15 Central Time. Tri-City will go head-to-head with the Steel tomorrow at in Bensenville at the Edge Arena. Steel with a 6-1 lead over Muskegon. Waterloo has a 2-0 lead over the Sioux City Musketeers. And the Waterloo Blackhawks have had a bit of a stumble after that ridiculously long historic winning streak. And tonight, Waterloo has goals from Patrick Russell on the power play, from Liam Pecoraro and Brandon Montour. And then Tim Lappin, former Storm player, scored from Brandon Montour and Blake Winecki. 2-0 lead for Waterloo. That game nearing the end of the first period. Des Moines has a 1-0 lead on Youngstown. Buccaneers looking to try to pass the Storm in the Western Conference standings tonight. Buccaneers have a 1-0 lead and a goal by Oscar Norlov. Norlov has really been outstanding for Des Moines since joining their team. He's given them some offense, which they desperately needed. And the Bucs have a 1-0 lead over Youngstown, who's been struggling after one period of play in Buccaneer Arena. Fargo has a 1-0 lead on the Lincoln Stars. Fargo Forest have only won 6 games this season, but with a 1-0 lead here at home, late in the first period at Shields Arena, goal from Christian Cakebread, and has the Forest ahead 1-0 over Lincoln. Dubuque on the road at the Stable in Cedar Rapids, trying to catch up to this Indiana Ice team. Dubuque's in second place in the East. They have a 3-1 lead over Cedar Rapids. Goals for Dubuque from Max McHugh, Dylan Gambrill, and Brett Boeing. For Cedar Rapids, Dylan McLaughlin has made it 2 nights in a row with a goal. Dubuque ahead 3-1 over the Rough Riders. And Sioux Falls is hosting Green Bay tonight. Two teams are scoreless after one period of play at the Sioux Falls Arena. Here in Indianapolis, Tri-City Storm Trail 6-0. The Indiana Ice after two periods. We are just about done here with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We've got the third period coming up next. Tri-City going to look to cut this one a little bit closer, make this a bit of a closer game, trailing 6-0 after two periods. 20 minutes left in this one. Stay tuned for the conclusion of this one on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Bud Light knows how to make New Orleans, the Big Easy, even bigger. Start with a half dozen 7-footers. Toss in some razor-sharp sharpshooters. Then you bring in some of the brightest stars in the NBA galaxy and let them shine during NBA All-Star 2014. And to top it all off, you fuel this spectacle with ice-cold Bud Light. With a taste as clean as a crossover, as crisp as a three-point switch, and as refreshing as a rim-rattling dunk. It's so good, it's automatic. Bud Light is proud to be the official beer sponsor of NBA All-Star 2014. Because if a party is this, well, big, you know Bud Light is going to be there. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the NBA and NBA All-Star 2014. Trust us, it's going to be big. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Best Western Plus, Cardi's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOtires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffrin.
Team's getting ready to head back out onto the ice for the third period. Indiana Ice have a 6-0 lead here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Be here with you for the conclusion of this one here in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City Storm tomorrow will head to Chicago to take on the Chicago Steel. We'll have that game for you as well here on the Breeze, 94.5 in Chicago. Tomorrow it'll be an afternoon tilt at 3:15 p.m. Storm and Steel meeting for the second time this season. Storm will get to see former forward Robbie Payne for the second time with the Steel. Payne turned his season around. He's been playing well for Chicago, who have been trying to climb their way back into the race in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Top team in the Eastern Conference is the Indiana Ice, and they've shown why tonight. 6-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm after 4 minutes, and I've been given word that potentially the Storm may elect to bring back Jacob Johansson for the third period, but the teams look like they're ready to enter the ice. Looks like Hayden Levine might lead him back in. So we're going to see which goaltender leads the Storm back out. Here as both Johansson and Levine have played. Johansson's played 26 minutes to this point. He made 11 saves on 15 shots. Levine played 13 minutes, and he made 10 saves on 12 shots. So obviously not a great performance from either goaltender with 6 goals allowed already at this point, but we'll see what they decide. The Zamboni is still onto the ice here, as the clock is at zero and the team should be re-entering the ice, but the Zamboni is still on. So now the Zamboni gets off the ice and they'll have to fix the netting and get the officials back on. We're still a couple minutes away from resuming play here in the third period. Tri-City Storm trailing 6-0 here to the Indiana Ice on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Indiana will be in action tomorrow as well as they'll take on Team USA. Team USA, no game tonight, but last night had a thrilling game with the Chicago Steel. It was a 9-8 game. He finished off in a shootout. Steel have had some high-scoring games. They scored 8 goals last night, and then tonight they've scored 6 already at the end of second on the Muskegon Lumberjacks. Pretty impressive for the Chicago Steel. Officials now back onto the ice here. Team's not far behind. in 6-0 lead here. And Indiana back onto the ice. They will go from left to right on your radio dial here for the third and final period. Tri-City Storm will go from right to left. Jared Shaffron here with you on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. As it's the Storm of the Ice for the sixth period between these two teams this week, and it'll be the final period between the two. Still waiting to see. The goaltender usually leads the team out of the ice. Well, Johansson and Levine are some of the last players to enter the ice. Johansson entered first, and Johansson is going to be back in net. So Jacob Johansson back in net for the Storm, trailing 6-0 here. And Storm, I guess, going to let Johansson get the minutes in between the pipes because I believe Hayden Levine is going to get the start tomorrow against the Steel. So Jim Holton's goaltending plan is not really shaking out the way he was hoping. We're ready for a faceoff here to begin the third period. Ice win the opening faceoff. We're at even strength. 6-0 lead for Indiana. Storm out of it into the ice end. And a shot from Larson knocked away in front. Now Gomez on the back wall over to Lebosky. Lebosky from behind the net has Valisano on the far side. Valisano takes a big hit there from Pedri. And now it's moved by the Storm. Gomez on the far side. Gomez from the half wall. Sent it in deep. Intercepted, though, by Pino. And he got it out of the zone. Valisano lost the stick for a second. He got it back. Aiden Muir played it in deep. And now it's Kevin Kerr for it with Tri-City. Larson on the far side moves it up. And Eastman into the zone. Eastman on the far side half wall. Sends it to the center. Berger had it on his stick for a second and lost it. Now it's in the far side corner. Tri-City continuing possession. But now Tim Shoup had it. Berger trying to get it back. Berger to the center. He shoots and a save made. Rebound hung on to by Jason Pulaski. Netminder for Indiana. Pulaski has a shutout brewing here. 6-0 lead for Indiana. Minute and 3 seconds into the Big O Tires third period of play here on the Breeze. Tri-City Storm trailing 6-0 to Indiana. Face off now to the left of Pulaski. In the ice zone, Berger will take it for Tri-City against Joe Sullivan. Faceoff is won by Indiana. They have it on the near side wall. Moving it out to neutral ice. Wilkie chipped it back toward the Indiana line. Now Berger got it in deep. Played by the ice from the near side. Martinet got it forward. Shot in deep by Tyler Andrew. Now it's Gardner who retrieves for Tri-City. 90 seconds into the Big O Tires third period. Storm have the puck. Chipped in deep by Pogansky. Pogansky goes back to get it. Mantha has him in on the back wall. Pogansky still with possession here, and a penalty will be whistled. Mantha was holding up Pogansky. Now it's McMurphy trying to come out in front, and it's knocked away and touched up by Sam Kirker in Indiana. 8:12 to go in the game here in the Big O Tires third period, and Tri-City will head back to the power play presented by Century 21. If every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney, you have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying and listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the key to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Tri-City 0-3 on the power play thus far, but they win the faceoff, and Schultz with a shot that was deflected wide. Mayer had good positioning in front and may have deflected it wide himself. Schultz keeping it in at the left point from Milan. Milan banks it off the far side half wall, couldn't get it in deep. It's knocked up and out by Mike Preston. And now it's the Storm who have it back in onside for Mayer. Mayer on the near side half wall, got it into the corner for Milan. Got it back to Mayer. Now Milan working with it. Banked it off the net, back to Mayer. Now Milan on the far side. Milan, again down low. It's deflected up top. And Hutton kept it in for a second. Now it's Mayer who takes it back out to neutral ice. Mayer sent it back in deep. Indiana with it. Banked off the far side wall. Out the Storm. We're changing there. Banked off a player's skate right in front of the Storm bench. Minute gone by in the Century 21 power play. Storm bringing it the other way. It's Larson. Cross-size pass to Eastman into the zone. Eastman to the net. Eastman shoots. Save made. Rebound. Eastman got taken down, and he barreled into the goaltender. Net came off. No goal whistle. I don't know if puck ever went into the net, but Eastman had a nice look at it. See where they bring the faceoff here. 17:09 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Indiana with a 6-0 lead on the Trying City Storm here in Indianapolis. 57 seconds left on the Century 21 power play. Discussion in the faceoff. There's a discussion between the three officials about where the faceoff will be. Faceoff will be in the Storm, in the Indiana end. Excuse me. Storm on the power play for another 57 seconds. Knocked around and out of the zone by Indiana off a faceoff win. Ryan Mantha into the box for Indiana. Storm on the power play, 45 seconds left. Kevin Kerr got it forward to Berger in the zone. Berger from the near side half wall. Ball's down, penalty upcoming, and it's whistled to Indiana. Storm will have a 5-on-3 now for 37 seconds. And if nothing else, a chance to work here on the power play. Penalty is whistled to Mike Preston. Preston goes off. Storm don't have a timeout to regroup here, but we'll see who they bring on. It's Balasano, Poganski, Lobanski, Gomez, and Milan. 5-on-3 for 37 seconds. Two ice defensemen, Ryan Mantha and Mike Preston, into the box. Balasano will take the draw here against Joe Sullivan. It's won by Tri-City. Lobanski up top for Gomez. Back to Lobanski. Down low, it's Milan on the bottom of the left circle. Now Lobanski with it. Cross-line pass, Gomez. Down low, Balasano. Balasano on the right circle now. Up top, Gomez. Back to Balasano. He's got some space. He stops. Finds Gomez. Takes on a shot. Got it back to Balasano. Balasano to the center. Poganski shoots. Save made. Rebound. Shoots. And it's on the doorstep, and it did not go in. Kept in by Gomez at the right point. Lobanski on the left. Down low, Balasano. He shoots. Save made. Rebound. Loose. Up top, Gomez. Final second of the 5-on-3. It'll be a 5-on-4. Lobanski down low. Balasano to Gomez. Man rejoining the play is Mantha. Balasano stops. Up to Gomez again. Gomez back to Balasano. Holding on the right circle. Gomez with a one-timer. Missed the net wide. Now on the near side, Lobanski keeps it in. And it's sent up and out. It deflected off of Mantha and out of the zone. Storm's best chance there was down low. And another chance here is Poganski shoots and he can't put it in. Poganski tried a deke that was stopped by Pulaski as he came in again on the power play opportunity. Here's Daniel Fritz in neutral ice. Just sent it in to Berger. Berger trying to dangle the top of the zone. It's knocked right back out by Indiana. Tri-City with it on the far side now to the near side, Eastman. Eastman got it forward to Berger. Berger passed the red line into the zone. Centering pass. Wilkie shoots and misses the net. Now on the far side, Gardner sent it back around in deep. Indiana with it. Played off the far side wall. Out to neutral ice. And it's Fritz. Fritz with it. Wilkie back in on side. Wilkie to the center. He's got space. He shoots. Was blocked. Wilkie gets his own rebound. Almost tripped and fell. He got back onto his feet. Sent it in deep. Wrapped around the wall. Kept in here by Fritz on the near side. Fritz trying to get around Conway. He does. Sent it in deep. Final seconds here of the 5-on-4 power play. Back to even strength. Fritz has it. Fritz shoots. Deflection in front. Rebound was loose. Picked up by Indiana. Wrapped around the wall and all the way down. Icing is waved off as it was deflected by Fritz coming back into the zone. 14:30 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 6-0 here to Indiana. Gardner on the far side for Mayer. Got it forward. Deflected in deep by Hutchison. Played down low by Pedry. And now wrapped around the wall to the far side. Hutton keeping it in for Tri-City. Now it's batted out by Indiana. Tri-City tags up, and it's Mayer who comes in offside. And Sam McMurphy was in first. And Mayer dragged it in offside. We get the play whistled down. 14:10 to go. The Big O Tires third period here on the Breeze, 94.5. Storm trailing 6-0. Faced off in neutral ice, Valisano will take it against Patrick Newell. Newell's got a goal tonight for Indiana. Storm had a bunch of chances on their power play there. Could not find the back of the net against Jason Pulaski. Icer into the Storm end now. Kirker takes a hit from Schultz around the near side. Newell. Patrick Newell now with Lavosky on him. Got it on the near side wall to Holt. Hit by Hutton. Hutton down low. Kirker had it. Schultz knocks Kirker into the wall. Gets control by Holt. Holt with a shot. Save made. Rebound loose. Bounced over Newell. Lavosky took it. Got it to Gomez. Here's Valisano with a rush. Valisano into the zone. Valisano from the far side. Trying to shot. Deflected up and out of play. 13:31 remaining. Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 6-0 here on the breeze. So Jacob Johansson is back in net for Tri-City. So Levine only played a little bit, only played 13 minutes and 40 seconds. Johansson is back in for the Storm. Now it's Milan who gets kicked out of the center faceoff circle. Joey DiBenedetto will come in to take it out of the left of Pulaski in the Indiana zone. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Larson has it to Milan on the half wall. Milan shoots and a save made by Pulaski. Hangs on. We get another stoppage. 13:25 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City still looking for their first goal here of the night. They trail 6-0 to Indiana. Faceoff to the left of Pulaski now. Milan on the draw. Faceoff is won forward by the Ice. And it's sent back into the Storm end, and a penalty is being whistled here on the Tri-City Storm as Milan touches up. Officials trying to keep this game under control here. Interference call is whistled to Tri-City. And the officials, as I said, keeping this game under control. It is a 6-0 game. Got to be careful. Frederick Larson is the man who heads to the box. Second time Larson's been called for interference here tonight. And it's a GNC penalty kill for the Tri-City Storm. Faced off to the right of Johansson. Is won by the Storm. Hulk. And we get a stoppage. And another interference penalty is whistled here to Jalen Schultz. So it'll be a 5-on-3 for the next minute 57 for Indiana. Two consecutive interference penalties. First to Frederick Larson. Now Jalen Schultz whistled for interference right off the faceoff. Didn't take much for the interference call there. And a 5-on-3 for Indiana. 13:12 to go in the game. 5-on-3 for a minute 57 seconds. Almost a full 2 minutes here with a two-man advantage for Indiana. And the Ice win the faceoff. And Jacobs has it at the point. Got it to shoot. Back to Jacobs. Jacobs switching sides. Faking on a shot. Got it down low to the forward Pinot. Pinot with it on the right circle now. Got it back up top for Jacobs. Now on the left side of the shoot. Jacobs with a shot. Whistles up high. Very nice look from Jacob. Berger works it out. Here's McMurphy with a rush. McMurphy down the far side. Got knocked off his stick by Jacobs. McMurphy gets it all the way down deep into the Indiana end. Nice job by Ryan McMurphy. Ice have it under control once more. Moving in their own end, they make a change. It's Ryan Mantha now on the ice. Mantha got it to the center and Pinot. Pinot into the zone. Send it back to the point for Pedri. Now Mantha and Pedri. Pedri to the center for Smirnov. Shot it wide. Pinot with it on the goal line. Pinot on the far side. Minute to go in the 5-on-3. Up top Pedri. Backhand pass. Down low Smirnov. On the doorstep. Save Johansson with the right pad. He stopped. Shot. Now a chance on the far side again. Pedri, the near side, Mantha. Mantha to the center on the back door. Another chance for Pinot, and Johansson makes the save, and he knocks off the net. Stopping play with 42 seconds to go. In the 5-on-3, 11:57 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Both teams making changes here. Face off to the right of Johansson. Storm have two forwards and a defenseman. It's Berger, McMurphy, and Kerr on the ice. 6-0 Indiana. 5-on-3 advantage for the ice. Storm with the faceoff. Kerr got it up the far side wall. Berger getting it to the top, and he gets it out of the zone. Good work by Chase Berger to get it out of the zone on that faceoff. Indiana comes right back in, turns it over to McMurphy. McMurphy sends it all the way down. 24 seconds left in the 5-on-3. Just a 3-4 second differential between the two penalties. So the Storm will get their two players out almost one after another here. As it's shot back in by Indiana. Played down low by Conway. Conway behind the net for shots on the far side. Up top it goes to Preston. And now back to the center for Martinette. Shot deflected in front. Conway couldn't pick it up. And we are back to full strength as both penalties have expired. Up top, knocked out of the zone by Schultz. Indiana banks it back in deep. Got 11 minutes to go here in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City Storm trailing 6-0. Both teams have had a 5-on-3 in this third period. Neither team has scored. Balasano through neutral line. Fakes on a shot. Shoot. Save made by the goaltender Pulaski. Rebound loose down low. And Balasano picks it back up. Up top. Banked in deep by Fritz. Into the far side corner. It's Eastman. Eastman trying to work with it on the far side wall. Now Balasano. Back to Eastman behind the net. Eastman with some space in the far side. Centered it for Balasano. Balasano on the near side half wall now. Still with it. Got it down low to Eastman, who centered it but intercepted by Indiana. Good shift by Tri-City there. Balasano and Eastman doing most of the work. And it's Keith for Johansson out of his net. Got it on the near side. Mayer. Mayer backhanded it forward. Milan couldn't play at a neutral line. And now it's Indiana who gets to the red line. Shoots it right back in. Skipped over Johansson's stick. Larson on the near side. And it's banked by Milan off of Sullivan's feet. Over to Mayer. He centered it right to an Indiana player. And the Ice retake possession halfway through this third period. Presented by Big O Tires. No goals for either side in the period, but Indiana leading 6-0 here. Fritz turned it over on the far side, but it's taken back by Milan. Nice drop pass for Mayer to Milan. Milan on the near side finds Wilkie. Wilkie stops as he enters the zone. Shoots. Deflected over the net and into the netting and out of play. 9:41 to go here in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 6-0 to the Indiana Ice on the breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. If you need new tires or auto service and are a little strapped for cash, stop by Big O Tires and check out their 6-month interest-free financing. The approval process is simple and fast. You'll get your tires or brakes taken care of today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. That's Big O Tires. Head to Big O Tires today in Kearney and Grand Island. 6-0 lead for the Indiana Ice here in the third period with 9:41 to go. Neither team has scored in the third period. Shots on goal. Storm in the lead here, 4-3 in the shots on net. Johansson was pulled from this game early on after allowing 4 goals. Hayden Levine came in to play the final 13:40 of the second period. He allowed 2 goals. And Johansson is back in now for the third period. In total, Johansson's played 36 minutes. He's made 14 saves on 18 shots. Face-off now. In the Indiana zone, McMurphy will take it for Tri-City against Brian Pino. Start on the draw, they'll redo it. Now Pino is knocked out of the circle. 9:41 to go here in this one on the breeze. Face-off scrum 4, and it's won by Indiana, who has possession. It's Aiden Muir. Muir on the near side, racing into the zone. Muir with a shot, save Johansson, rebound, save Johansson! On Pino, couple good saves there by Jacob Johansson. Rebound on the far side corner now. Hutton pinning his man into the wall. Aiden Muir is there working with it. It's banked out to the near side now. Kept in by Indiana. Nice hit by McMurphy on Preston. And Pritchard behind the net. Pritchard to the far side. Nice job by Poganski. Knocked the puck off his stick. Now Hutchison has it in neutral ice. Got it forward. Was stopped, though, by Indiana. Now Pino sends it back in deep. Goes off on a chain. Johansson with 9 minutes to play in the game sends it to Kevin Kerr. Kerr with a long pass over to Eastman. Eastman in neutral ice gets knocked down. Taken back by Kerr, though. And Kerr on the far side will shoot it into the zone. Down low, Indiana has possession in their own end. And it's moved forward by Josh Jacobs. Moved on the far side. Jacobs backhands it in deep. Johansson out of his net. Sticks it down. Plays it on the far side wall. First player there is Tim Shoup. Shoup puts it back in deep on the near side. Schantz. Schantz over to Smirnov, who takes a hit from Berger. Larson picks up the puck. Larson backhands it up the far side wall. Here's Wilkie. Wilkie with a 2-on-2 with Eastman. He gets it to Eastman. Eastman into the zone, trying to get it back to Wilkie, but it was knocked away by Indiana. Played on the far side by the ice. Moved into the zone by Sam Kirker. He centered it, turned over to Eastman. 8 minutes to go in the game. Tri-City trailing 6-0 here on the breeze. Eastman into the zone on side. Centered in deep. Shoves his man into the wall. Played around the far side. Kept in by Gardner for a second. Banked on the far side. Right in front of the Indiana bench, and a big hit there by Wilkie. The puck is freed up for the Storm, and Fritz has it. Malisano trying to chip it into the zone. Lebowski into the zone. Pass to Gomez to the center, and it's knocked away. And it's played out of the zone by Mantha. 7:40 to go here in the Big O Tires' third period of play. 6-0 Indiana in favor. Scored 5 of their 6 in the second period, 1 in the first. And neither team has found the back of the net here in the third period. Off the faceoff, Storm have possession now. It's Valisano. I keep thinking that Valisano's Lebowski because he's wearing a cage tonight. Those are the two players wearing cages for the Storm right now. And I believe those are the only two, as Nolan Abel is not wearing one. He is injured for the rest of the season. Torrey Dello wore one as well, but he's injured. And Pat Curry, who scratched tonight, also wore one for a time, but now he's switched to the half shield. Boganski was wearing a cage for a while, but he has switched to the half shield as well. 7:14 to go in the game. 6-0 lead for Indiana here on the breeze, 94.5. Face off from neutralize to restart play. And Indiana has it in their own zone. Moves on the far side from Martinet. Chris Martinet moves it forward. It's taken by Sullivan and shoveled back into the Storm end. Hutton has some pressure on both sides. Nobody moved it out of the zone. Up to Mayer. Mayer, who kicked it out of the zone, lost the glove and neutralized. And now it's banked back by Sullivan. Milan has control of it. And it's Hutton for the Storm. Under 7 minutes to go in the game. Hutton on the near side for Jalen Schultz. And Schultz sends it into the Indiana end. It is gloved down by an ice player and shot back out to neutral line. Schultz this time flips it in deep. And the Storm will tag up and go in. Try to chase Chris Martinet, the defenseman for Indiana, who has the puck. 6.5 to go in the game. 6-0 Indiana. Martinet on the near side. Got it out of his zone to Preston. Taken away. Here's Mayer with a rush. Got it to Milan, who was stopped in the center. And Indiana will flip it up and out to neutral line. Kevin Kerr. As the only goal of the weekend for the Storm right now is Hutchison into the zone. Hutchison shovels that one in deep. Played around the near side by Preston and out of the zone. Kerr touched it with a glove, but it rolls back to Johansson, and McMurphy will touch up. Here, McMurphy brings it forward, but it turns it over on the near side. It's Schantz. Schantz shoots. Save made by Johansson, and he hangs on. 5:51 now remaining in the third period, presented by Big O Tires. Tri-City Storm trailing the Indiana Ice here on the breeze, 6-0. Valisano will take the draw for the Storm against Scott Conway now. To the left of Johansson, Valisano wins it over to Kevin Kerr. Kerr down low to Larson. Larson got it forward on a forehand of Gomez, who tried to get it out, but it was kept in. Larson will try to send it out. It was deflected in a neutral ice by Conway. He shoots it back in wide of the net. Rebound Larson on the near side. Got it forward. Here's Valisano with a rush. 3-on-2 for Tri-City. Valisano into the zone. Gomez wanted it. Tri-City offside. Valisano left it for Gomez, who was tapping his stick on the ice like he wanted the pass, but then Gomez was ahead of the play offside. Just been that kind of night for Tri-City. They trail 6-0 with 5:28 to go in the game. Stops won by Indiana as they recontrol the puck here. Ryan Mantha plays it deep into the Storm, and icing is waved off as it's played on the near side. Gardner tying up his man Holtz right in front of broadcast booth here. Fans pounding on the glass. There's a two-a-side battle. Valisano trying to work it out from Kirker, and he does. And Valisano throwing his body around. Gardner throws a hit. Storm get out to neutralize. Here's Lebowski with a 2-on-2 and Gomez. And Lebowski in onside. This time Gomez dragged his back foot, but he stopped at the line. And now here's Indiana with a rush the other way. Kirker left it back to Newell, who's taken down. Penalty upcoming on Tri-City. And the Storm will head to the box once more. Tripping call on Tri-City. We're inside the Diamond Vogel final five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints and locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Penalty to Tri-Cities number 7, Donovan Gardner, for tripping. Based off to the left of Johansson in the Storm and a power play for Indiana. Under 5 minutes to go. Quick shot was saved by Johansson. Rebound popped out. The Burger on the far side. Kept in on the near side wall by Tyler Pham, the ice captain. Down low to Sullivan. Takes a shove from Hutton but moves it to Pham. Pham on the near side now. From the corner to Sullivan. Behind the net. Looking is Andrew Sullivan. A wraparound save, Johansson. Net came off and Johansson had possession of the puck. Johansson put it into the net by accident after the whistle had blown. And we get a stoppage with 4:25 to go in the Big O Tires final five. Excuse me, Big O Tires third period and Diamond Vogel final five. 1:38 left in the Donovan Gardner tripping penalty. Tri-City trying to kill off this Indiana power play. The ice now 2 of 7 on the power play tonight. Kevin Kerr off the faceoff for the Storm shoots it in on the goaltender Pulaski. Pulaski makes the save and now the rebound comes out for Indiana. Ice have it, moving through their own zone. Past the red line, shot in deep, and wrapped around to the far side. Up the wall, Poganski sends it all the way down. Storm make a change here. Mayer, along with Milan onto the ice, helping with the penalty-killing duties here. Indiana with it through neutral ice. Brought in, and a quick shot and a save by Johansson. Jacob Pritchard took the shot. Net comes off once more. Officials right away skate in to separate the two teams before any pushing and shoving can occur. 3:48 to go in the Big O Tires third period in the Diamond Vogel final five. 1 minute gone by, 1 minute to go in the Storm GNC penalty kill. Donovan Gardner in the box for tripping. Tri-City trailing 6-0 here to Indiana. Pan Am Arena in Indianapolis. Face off won by Indiana. Jacobs over to Conway. Conway got it down low to Smirnov. Now it's Shantz from the goal line. A shot blocked by Larson. Rebound loose. And it's poked on the far side. Sent all the way down by Mayer. That had come off. Johansson readjusts. 3.5 to go in the game. 41 seconds to go in the GNC penalty kill. Deflected into the Storm bench by an Indiana stick. So we get a stoppage here with 3:23 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 6-0 to Indiana. Just 36 more seconds to go on the Donovan Gardner penalty. Face off right at center ice. One forward by Berger, but back to Indiana's possession now. And Jacob sends it in deep around behind the net. Cut off by Smirnov. Larson trying to continue possession. Puck bounced into the air for a second. Smirnov has it back now. Larson trying to get to it. And it's centered by Indiana. Conway behind the net. Wraparound chance. Puck loose in front. It was stopped by Johansson. Now Berger's got it to Eastman. Eastman will skink down and try to play it here in the Indiana zone. Final 10 seconds to go. In the penalty, Eastman goes down hard. And a whistle blows as Eastman is down on the ice. Last thing you want here is an injury at a time like this. Eastman right back on the ice. Right back on his feet, I should say. Skating under his own power. Looks okay. Kyle Eastman, a hard-nosed player for Tri-City. Matt Stern, trainer, got off the bench for a second. Eastman upset at himself as he smashes his stick. Well, not smash the stick. He bangs his stick on the boards. Don't want to mislead anybody. Did not break his stick, but he hit it hard against the wall. 5 seconds to go on the Gardner penalty. Faceoff won by Indiana. We're back to full strength here with 2:45 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Indiana with it in the zone. A chance and shot. Missed the net wide for Newell. Mantha at the point. Send it back in deep. Newell on the far side. Up the far side wall. DiBenedetto with it. DiBenedetto in the far side corner. Holt holding him up there. Puck popping out. Wilkie trying to pick it up. Wilkie has it. Wilkie turns it right back to Newell. Wilkie gets it back. Centers for Berger. Here's a 2-on-2. Berger to Benedetto. Benedetto is in on side with Berger. Left it for Wilkie. Wilkie from the far side behind the net. Tried a centering pass. Went wide of the net. Rebound on the near side. Kept in by Tri-City. Now behind the net, and it's Pedry that has it for Indiana. And all the way down, and here's a rush for the ice. It's Newell to the center. He shoots. Save Johansson. Holt on the far side wall. Calmed it down. Shot it. Save Johansson. Rebound Larson on the near side now. Larson got it forward to Benedetto. Worked it up and couldn't get it out. He ran into a wall, and Sullivan with a shot and is saved by Johansson. Now it's Wilkie. Wilkie past the red line. Send it in deep. Final minute and a half of the game. Wilkie gets into it on the far side wall with an Indiana player. And we get a penalty upcoming here to Wilkie for the altercation. Tough to see, but it was Wilkie and Preston that got tangled up on the near side. Indiana with it. They'll just dump it into the Storm end. Delayed penalty upcoming to Tri-City. Ice netminder is off. And Indiana has it in neutral ice now. Still with it in onside. Still a delayed call upcoming. Minute to go in the game. Pino on the near side corner. Send it back down low. Back to Pino. He shoots. It was blocked. And now McMurphy will touch up. Penalty upcoming to Tri-City. Final minute here of the game in the Big O Tires third period and Diamond Vogel final five. Penalty to Tri-City, and Indiana will have one final power play here with 56 seconds to go. Penalty is to Wilkie. Two for holding on Wilkie. He got into it with Preston. Wilkie, two for holding and two for roughing. So it's 4 minutes for Wilkie. Only 55 seconds left in this game. So Wilkie will spend the rest of the time in the penalty box. Even if the ice score, there'll be another power play that the Storm will have to kill off. Storm had possession, but it was kept in at the line by Jacobs. Gardner trying to force it forward. Eastman got it out to neutralize. Good to see Eastman right back onto the ice for Tri-City. Final 35 seconds in the game here as Indiana has one more chance to extend their lead. They're up 6-0 already, and they send it in. Fritz has it. Backhanded it up the far side wall. Now it's shoved by Berger up to the top, but kept in by Indiana. 20 seconds to go in the game. Gardner sends it all the way down the ice. 15 seconds left here. Indiana will have it in their own end. Final seconds ticking off the clock in what is a 6-0 Indiana lead. And they move into the zone. Final opportunity was blocked. Lebowski has it, and that'll do it for this one. Players pushing and shoving as the whistle blows to end the game. And the final score is 6-0 Indiana. The Ice come in with a big second period and defeat the Tri-City Storm 6-0. Jacob Johansson came back in for the third, stopped the Ice from scoring any more goals. It was 6-0 after two. But a final here, and Indiana takes 4 points over the Storm in the consecutive games for a sweep. Tri-City and Indiana both have games tomorrow on a Sunday. Tri-City will be in Chicago. Indiana will be hosting Team USA. We'll be back for the old Chicago post-game show next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Warren Moon, in two words, how'd you get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
My arm.
Barry Sanders.
My legs.
Joe Namath.
My style.
Jerry Rice.
My hands.
And you?
Powerball, baby.
How?
I won a trip for four to the 50th anniversary Ultimate Tailgate Party with over 100 Hall of Famers. Special $10 Powerball purchases are eligible to win.
Visit Powerball.com for details.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Vero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Old Chicago Postgame Show, the Indiana Ice defeat the Tri-City Storm tonight by a final score of 6-0. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games, and the best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Well, tonight it was a game that was in control. Indiana was in control for most of the entire game. A 6-0 win over the Tri-City Storm. The Ice scored once in the first period, and it looked like a pretty even game. Shots were 8-7 in favor of Tri-City. After 20 minutes, the only goal for Patrick Newell from Mitch Holtz and Sam Kirker at 11:02. But in the second period, it was all Indiana. They scored five goals, took a 6-0 lead, and outshot the Storm 20-1. They chased Jacob Johansson and then chased Hayden Levine. And Johansson came back to finish the game. Five goals for Indiana in the second period. Dwyer Shams from Dennis Smirnov at 2:34. Vince Pedry on the power play from Josh Jacobs and Jacob Pritchard at 3:23. Brian Pino from Jacob Pritchard and Tyler Andrew at 6:20. Brian Pino for a second time from Aiden Muir at 11:28. And then Ryan Mantha on the power play from Dennis Smirnov and Patrick Newell at 11:57. No scoring in the third period, but the game was in hand. Before we reached the third period in Indiana, went 2-for-9 in the power play, Tri-City 0-for-5 for the man advantage. The Ice defense held the Storm to only 15 shots. And their netminder, Jason Pulaski, picks up the shutout. For Pulaski, it is his third shutout of the season for Indiana. And a convincing victory here for the Indiana Ice. Final score is 6-0. And that is our game recap presented by Stadler Implement. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Again, the final score here, this one, 6-0 in favor of the Indiana Ice. And joining us now on the Old Chicago postgame show is the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. And coach, obviously another tough one here tonight at the hands of the Ice. Just really tough to generate any offense against this team.
Yeah, long night at the office for all of us. Thought we had a great first period and that we controlled the puck a lot more, outshot them, and then quite simply we just couldn't come out for the start of the second period, and before we knew it, we were done.
What was the difference there in that second period? Was it one thing or just kind of everything there in the second?
No, it was like an avalanche. It started downhill and we couldn't stop it. And we got out-competed on the first two shifts, same as we did in the first period last night, and we didn't have an answer. And all of a sudden it's 2-0, and then the ball's rolling, and before you know it, it's over. By the time we could regroup, it was 6-0.
When you look at this game, where do you go from here? You've got a game tomorrow in the afternoon. less than 24 hours away. How do you regroup for that?
Well, we have no choice. That's our job. We have to be pros with this. This isn't the first time that a team's had their collective pride kicked in. It's happened before. It'll happen again. That's the nature of the game. But you have two choices. You either fold up and you get blown out again tomorrow, or you battle back with some pride. And this group has pride. And we're going through a tough spell right now. There's no two ways around it. But this game is not sympathetic. It rewards those who work hard and work smart, and we have to get back to those two elements.
We've been talking about the goaltending situation, and obviously both guys seeing time tonight, but you bring in Jacob back for the third period. Is that just to allow him to eat some minutes up there, and Hayden, potentially we see him tomorrow?
Yeah, that's exactly why I did it. With Hayden going last night, trying to get him some rest, they don't need two tired goalies. And I was really proud of the way Jacob came back in the third period and kind of regained his confidence. That's a big step for us. And by no means, the pull tonight was completely different than last night. This was a mercy pull. We left him with zero support there. I didn't blame him on any of the goals. Just after four in a period, I kind of have a general rule of good, bad, or indifferent. I'm not going to let you stay in for any longer. I don't want to embarrass my goalies.
Johansson did come in and make all 11 saves in the third period there. And despite you guys taking some penalties in front of him as well, and you mentioned you're happy with his play later in the game. Chicago is a team that you've seen once before. You're on the road. Chicago looked like they won tonight. They had a lead over Muskegon, so they're going to have some energy coming in. But how much experience do you have with playing games like this, 3-3 in under 24 hours, just a day game after a night game? I know sometimes you see this in the pros where you play a game during the day. And what are some of the tricks to try to get ready for that, because it's coming very quickly?
Well, in my experience in the junior leagues in Ontario, we did a lot of 3-3s, just the nature of the beast. And you know what? It's all about energy and momentum, and you just have to be smart. Again, I use that mantra a lot, but, I mean, you have to let the puck do the work. You don't have to run around. You can't get caught on long shifts. You have to have lots of discipline. But the beauty of tomorrow is it's the exact same scenario for both teams. Chicago played the national team last night. They're in Muskegon tonight. They have about the same distance drive back as we do. So that goes out the window. It's an even playing field. And, again, there's crutches out there if teams want to grab them and use them as excuses. But you know what? Good teams don't. Good teams find a way, and it's the mediocre to bad teams that end up using that excuse. Well, we know we're not at 100%. You wait to be 100% in this game, there's not going to be many games where you're comfortable.
Jim Holton joining us here on the Old Chicago Post-Game Show. Tri-City Storm dropped this one to the Indiana Ice, and the Ice get the weekend sweep. And, Jim, we've been asking you a little bit to really judge what you think about some of these teams here. And we've seen some of the better teams in the league over the last couple of weeks. Where do the Ice rank up here with Dubuque? And, you know, they're in the Eastern Conference at the top, but then we've seen Waterloo and Omaha a lot as well.
Yeah, they're right there. And it's funny, I mentioned to Eric Blaze on the bench tonight, there seems to be, in my opinion, three real distinct levels in this league. Indiana, Dubuque, Waterloo, Omaha are in a class by themselves at the top. Then there's a grouping in the middle, and then there's a group at the bottom. But those four teams in particular are far and away the class of the league. This team offered an element that nobody else has in terms of size and mobility. They're very well coached. They play with a lot of structure. But the impressive part is, I mean, they had 12 guys over 6 feet two, but they can move. They can really, really skate. So that allows them to play at a tempo that most teams don't.
Jim Holton joining us here on the Coach's Corner. Coach, we'll let you get some rest because we'll be talking to you pretty early on tomorrow. Tri-City Storm in Chicago to take on the Steel tomorrow afternoon. We appreciate you joining us, Coach, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Jared.
Again, the final score here, 6-0 Tri-City Storm defeated by the Indiana Ice. Let's get you our three stars of the game as well as the Dent Popper grinder of the game before we sign off here on the Breeze. Three stars are presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Three stars tonight, all for the Ice in a 6-0 win. Third star goes to Patrick Newell. Newell scored a goal and an assist here tonight for Indiana. One of the centers playing with Sam Kirker and Mitch Holtz. Really nice night for Patrick Newell. He finishes with the third star. Second star of the game for Indiana, their goaltender Jason Pulaski made 15 saves and gets his third shutout of the season, tying Jacob Johansson in that category with three shutouts apiece. The number one star scored two goals tonight. It's Brian Pinnow. Pinnow, number 26, really a phenomenal player, 15 goals this season. Draft pick of the Washington Capitals and headed to Providence to play college hockey, and the Friars have a good one in Pinnow. Picks up the first star here tonight with two goals. both in the second period. Consecutive goals, and Indiana gets the win here 6-0. Dent Popper, grinder of the night, much like the Storm's hardest working player. The Dent Popper works to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And in a weekend where the Storm didn't have any positives, one of the players that definitely stood out playing a hard-nosed game was Kyle Eastman this weekend. Eastman looked a little bit better last night and played a tough game here tonight as well, and we're going to really want to recognize him here, the grinder of the night. Number 10 for the Storm, Kyle Eastman. Dent Popper, grinder of the night here tonight in the Storm loss to Indiana. Let's get a final check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. This is the first game in the USHL to get over tonight. 6-0 final for Indiana. All the other games still ongoing, and we'll get you the up-to-date scores. Chicago's on top of Muskegon 8-2 with about a minute and a half left in that game. Chicago consecutive nights is scoring at least 8 goals for the Steel. Storm, we're going to have to shut down that offense tomorrow afternoon. Waterloo leads Sioux City 3-0 after two periods. Youngstown and Des Moines are tied 1-1 after two. Lincoln and Fargo are tied 2-2 after two. Dubuque and Cedar Rapids tied 3-3 late in the second period at the Stable in Cedar Rapids. Sioux Falls has a 2-0 lead over Green Bay after two periods. The Stampede looking to get some revenge, and they have a shutout going over Green Bay after two periods with a 2-0 lead for the Sioux Falls Stampede. For all the final scores and up-to-date stats and standings and statistics, at apointstreak.com, check out to click on USHL or at USHL.com. That'll do it for us here tonight. Tri-City Storm fall 6-0 to the Indiana Ice. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon. 2:55 is the time of the Viero Wireless pregame show right here on The Breeze. 3:15, drop of the puck, and until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.